another shot, and the rebound loose, a score! The Storm score with 45 seconds left to go!
The excitement, the action.
Down low from Ngoya, chance for more, he scores!
The hits.
Nekioni DeMore, he shoots and scores! Trevor Moore comes up big again.
It's time for Hockey in the Heartland. Your Tri-City Storm are on the ice and on the radio.
Roboski with a quick shot, and he scores! Roboski from the left point!
Let's get to the booth and drop the puck. Here's the voice of the Tri-City Storm, Jared Schifrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside Buccaneer Arena here in Des Moines as the Tri-City Storm get ready to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jared Schifrin here with you for all the action tonight as the Tri-City Storm look to get two big points that they will need in the standings. Des Moines standing just one spot ahead of them in sixth place in the Western Conference. Tri-City is in seventh place, but they have a chance to move up and tie Des Moines here if they can pick up the 2 points that they need tonight in Des Moines. And the Tri-City Storm are 2-0 this season when facing the Buccaneers. In both games, the Storm have played well. They won 3-2 here at Buccaneer Arena on November 17th. And just about a week later, the Storm picked up a 5-1 victory at the Viero Event Center in Kearney, Nebraska. Welcome inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm here taking on the Des Moines Buccaneers, and it should be a big game here tonight. The Storm come out from a Tuesday win that they had against the Sioux City Musketeers. They lost to Sioux City on Saturday. They come back and win in a 5-2 game on Tuesday. Tri-City Storm had a 2-0 lead going into the third period in that game, allowed two early goals to tie it up at 2, and then scored 3 consecutive goals there in the third period to win the game over Sioux City, getting those 2 points in the standings. And it is going to be a tough task for the Storm to get into the playoffs this season. They right now are 9 points behind fourth place Lincoln Stars in the playoff race. They will need every point they can get here going forward. Tonight's game against Des Moines, a big one, trying to get moving to sixth in the standings. Then on Friday, they will face the Lincoln Stars. Obviously, 2 points that are big there because they're chasing Lincoln. And then they'll face the Fargo Force. That's the next game on February 9th at the Viero Event Center. It's movie night at the Viero Event Center. And the theme this year of movie night is Mighty Ducks. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the broadcast. But I personally am very excited for that one. Here's the Tri-City Storm taking on the Des Moines Buccaneers. A couple of little news and notes here for you for the Storm as we come into this one. Justin Quale, the starting goaltender here tonight for the Storm, and he has been very good lately. Got the win on Tuesday against Sioux City, and he's the hot goaltender right now for Josh Howji in between the pipes. Justin Quale is the starter tonight. Johan Mattsson is the backup. Tri-City Storm captain Brian Ward serving a one-game suspension tonight for a hit from behind on Mr. Montgomery. Josh Montgomery of the Sioux City Musketeers. Ward hit him from behind, was ejected from the game on Tuesday, and the league has ruled that he should serve a one-game suspension. It originally was a two-game suspension. Tri-City Storm appealed that down to a one-game suspension, so he will miss tonight's game, but figures to be back in the lineup when the Storm take on the Lincoln Stars next Friday night, 1 week from tonight. And the Storm got to talk to Josh Howji earlier, and you'll hear more of this in the Applebee's Coach's Corner in just a few minutes, but he really is confident with his team tonight, and he feels like they have to give it their all tonight. This is their only game of the weekend. They have a week off after this. They can rest. They can get some of their guys healthy, hopefully, do what they can do to get healthy in the next week. But tonight, with it being their only game of the weekend, they really feel like they have to push the pace and give it everything they have. Only 5 defensemen in the lineup here for the Storm tonight. Better than 4 on Tuesday, but only 5 in the lineup tonight. Garrett Cecere has returned from his illness, and he will be in the lineup tonight. But the Storm really just, at this point, they need their points, and they need them badly to get back in the race. And tonight's a big game for them, and they expect to give everything they have here in this game tonight. We're going to take a quick break here on the Breeze. When we come back, we'll have your complete nutrition game comparisons and the Applebee's Coach's Corner from Buccaneer Arena here in Des Moines. You're listening to the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road, the wind in your hair, or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight. At Vero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Vero To Go, the best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Vero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Vero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Vero.com for details.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to Code Request Box 251-328, West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena here in Des Moines, Iowa. Tri-City Storm taking on the Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight in Iowa. And it's time for your complete nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season, Complete Nutrition, is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers here doing battle. The Storm are 7th in the Western Conference. Des Moines is one spot ahead of them, 2 points ahead in 6th place. Storm, with a win, would, of course, tie Des Moines for 6th place. Storm record 17-19-4. Des Moines 19-20-2. Tri-City on the road is 6-9-3 in the Storm. Have lost 4 consecutive games on the road, trying to end that streak here tonight in Des Moines. The Buccaneers are 12-8-0 here at home at the Buccaneer Arena. Storm in offense are 13th in the USHL, scoring 2.85 goals per game. Des Moines is ahead of them in 9th, scoring 3.1 goals per game. Goals against, defensively, the Storm are 9th in the USHL, allowing 3.35 goals per game. Des Moines allows 3.54 goals per game in 12th in the USHL defensive rankings. Power play percentages, the Storm are in 5th after a game where they went 3-for-4 at the Viero Event Center on Tuesday. They're up to 5th in the power play rankings, 19.4%. Des Moines is 12th, average of 16.3% on the power play. Penalty killing rates, the Storm are 9th with an 81.6% kill rate. Des Moines, 80.3% kill rate. They are in 13th in the USHL. Penalty minutes, the Storm had 39 penalty minutes, which is by far the most they've had this season, back on Tuesday with 10 penalties, 39 minutes. However, they're still in last in the USHL's penalty minutes rankings. They only allow, they only take 12.7 penalties minutes per game. Des Moines is second in the penalty minute statistic. They allow, they take 27 penalty minutes per game. So the Storm, one of the strategies here tonight, trying to work that power play and possibly draw a few extra penalties here on Des Moines. Shorthanded goals this season, the Storm have 3. Des Moines has scored 2. And the Storm are 2-0 this season against the Buccaneers, getting a win here at Buccaneer Arena 3-2, as well as a win at the Viero Event Center 5-1. That's your complete nutrition game comparisons. Now let's head to the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar now open until midnight or later. Come check out our late-night food beverage features after 9 p.m. every day. Applebee's, see you tomorrow. And I spoke to Josh Howgie back in the Applebee's Coach's Corner just a few moments ago. Applebee's Coach's Corner here in Des Moines. Jared Schaffern alongside Coach Josh Howgie of the Tri-City Storm. And Coach, before this one, you guys had a midweek win over Sioux City on Tuesday. How can you carry the positive momentum from that win over into tonight's game?
Well, I think the locker room's feeling good. Now we just got to come out and back up that effort with a strong one here tonight. We only got one game on the weekend, so there's nothing really to save it for. We got to be ready to go and just be prepared. If we come out and play our game, we'll be in a good spot at the end of the night.
You just came out of the locker room from talking to your team. What are the keys here tonight? What have you guys looked at over the last couple days in preparation for this one?
Well, I think the big thing is the transition game. We have to limit their opportunities. They're a quick strike hockey team. They got a lot of skill up front and guys that can make plays. And you know, they like to transition. At the same point, they're a little vulnerable. With that being said, because they are so offensive that they will give up opportunities going back the other way.
Rough news this week about Brian Ward. Ends up with a suspension after the Tuesday game. He's your captain. He's your leader. How tough will tonight be without him?
You know, it's frustrating, but you know, we've won games without him this season, and you know, the league's looking to crack down on hits from behind, and you know, we got to move forward and find a way to win tonight without him.
You guys are still a bit short on the back end, but you do get Garrett Cecere back in the lineup tonight. What will the strategy be there on the back end?
Well, we'll have 5D going for, you know, at the start. We're only dressing 19 just with injuries. We can't put a full lineup on the ice. But, you know, if we need Trevor Mingoy to jump back, we will. But with Wardo out, we need Trevor up front, and he's going to have to produce offensively for us. So he'll play up front. Defensively, we'll try to, you know, limit everybody's minutes. But, you know, when you get Garrett Cecere back, that's a huge, huge get for us because he eats a lot of minutes himself, and this is his hometown, so he's usually pretty good here.
Now, does that help a bit that you only happen to have one game this week as far as the defense goes? Because, like you said, you can kind of, there's nothing you have to save it for. You can give it all tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna fire every bullet in the gun tonight. Here, you know, there's nothing to save it for. We got, you know, just this 60 minutes. We get through this, and you know, we can get a couple well deserved days off, and you know, improve and practice and get ready and get healthy. Hopefully,
haven't seen this team since November. What do you have to do to be successful against this team? I know you talked about transition abilities, but being that you haven't seen them in so long, does that help you or hurt you?
Well, I think both teams are in the same spot. I mean, they're a team that likes to play with emotion. We got to keep the game simple and stay disciplined. We don't want to turn this into a penalty fest. That's, you know, they're a team that, you know, likes to take undisciplined penalties. So if we can play hard, we'll get our chances on the power play, and hopefully we can convert there.
Justin Quale in net again tonight. Got the win for you on Tuesday. Starting to gain some more confidence with him?
I believe so. I think he's, you know, he's earned it right now. And, you know, we'll see. He's a kid that's pretty hungry and wants the net every night. And he's going to get some opportunities as long as he keeps playing like he's been.
All right. Josh Howgie here in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Thanks for joining us and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Fierro Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena here in Des Moines, Iowa. Tri-City Storm taking on the Buccaneers of Des Moines. And we are ready to go here for the tonight's lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Tri-City Storm are the visiting team tonight. We'll get you their lineup first. Starting forwards are Trevor Moore, Tim Bonner, and Mike Vecchione. Moore wears number 8, Thousand Oaks, California native, committed to Denver University. He's on the left wing. Tim Bonner wearing number 19 out of Osseo, Minnesota, committed to Yale. At the center position, Mike Vecchione wearing number 4 out of Saugus, Massachusetts, committed to Union College. He's on the right wing. On defense, it'll be Garrett Cecier in his hometown tonight. The West Des Moines native comes back here where he used to watch games as a kid. His brother also played for Des Moines in the 08-09 season. Cecier wears number 7. He's on the left defense position. Ryan Ivey is his partner on the right defense. Plymouth, Michigan native Ivey wears number 22. And the goaltender here for the Tri-City Storm is number 1, Justin Quale. Quale playing in another game here for the Storm. He won back on Tuesday night. That was his third win for the Tri-City Storm. Minnetonka, Minnesota native, high school champion with Benilde St. Margaret's last season. Now the starting lineup here for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Buccaneers come out with Willem Nong-Lambert on the left wing, wearing number 20, Axel Wemmenborn wearing number 21 in the center, and Roman Yuchin wearing number 29 on the right wing. Yuchin, a guy who the Storm did not see back in the first two meetings between these two teams. Nong-Lambert and Wemmenborn have been successful this season. Some of the top scores here for Des Moines. On defense, Marcus Erickson on the left defense position, committed to Michigan Tech, and he is from Sweden originally. He'll be on the left defense wearing number 28. Tyler Duranis will be on the right defense wearing number 14. His brother also played for the Tri-City Storm last season. Waterford, Michigan native in net tonight for the Des Moines Buccaneers is number 33, Nick Ellis, committed to Providence College. He's from Millersville, Maryland. Ellis wears number 33. And this is the first time the Tri-City Storm are seeing Nick Ellis. The first time they faced Des Moines in a 3-2 win, they faced Billy Christopoulos, and Mattson came out with the victory. The second time a week later, it was also Christopoulos, and Christian Fly got his first win of the season in that game back on November 24th. That was the last time these two teams met. Mike Vecchione's been very successful here in Des Moines. He had 2 goals against the Buccaneers in a big weekend that he had couple weeks ago when we were back here in November, and Tri-City Storm have a chance here to get back into the thick of things in 6th place in the Western Conference standings. It's a big one tonight for the Tri-City Storm, and let's look at your 3 keys to tonight's game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us. 3 keys to tonight's game for the Storm. Number 1 is intensity. And you heard Josh Howgie in the Applebee's Coach's Corner. We got to fire every bullet that we have in the gun. That's what he said. It is important for the Storm to win this one. And with the trading deadline coming up on Wednesday this week, it is very important for the Storm to win, or else there may be some movement. I think Josh Howgie has been very upfront with this team. He wants to keep them together. He wants to continue this run with this team. But with the trading deadline coming up, if the Storm fall too far behind, it is going to be tough for them, and they may have to make some trades. So Storm need intensity for all 60 minutes tonight. They also have to manage their emotions and play smart. Des Moines all season has been a team that takes penalties. They're a little bit undisciplined. The Storm need to use that to their advantage. And going along with that, special teams is going to be a big factor in this game. Tri-City used it to their advantage back on Tuesday, scoring 3 power play goals. And right now, it's going to be big. The Storm have to use their special teams to their advantage. They did. They not only scored 3 goals in the power play, but they killed almost 4 consecutive minutes of penalty kill on the 5-on-3. And so the penalty kill held Sioux City to 0-for-6. The power play was 3-of-4. That's what won them that game on Tuesday. And they're going to have to use their penalty killing to their advantage once again here tonight. Tri-City Storm facing the Des Moines Buccaneers, trying to stop a 4-game road losing streak here. And an interesting note about the 2 games these two teams have played, Des Moines has not fared well in those games. In fact, all 3 of their goals that they've scored against the Storm this season have come in the 3rd period. So it's been tough for Des Moines to score against the Storm, and that's where they have to use their defense. However, the Storm only shooting with 5 defensemen here tonight. They will not go with their new system that they tried on Tuesday, where they used two centers and only one defenseman on the ice at all times. I believe they will go with their five defensemen tonight, and they will rotate them evenly. Once again, Garrett Cecere and Ryan Ivey starting. Cutler Martin, Dylan Maller, and Richard Burry also in the lineup. Injured players include Josh McArdle, Johnny Roboski, Nolan Glukowski, and Eli May. Hakey Lidas also injured. Stormer hoping that he comes back next week. And once again, Brian Ward tonight serving a one-game suspension by the USHL for hitting from behind in Tuesday's game. He was ejected from that game. The ruling on that is a one-game suspension. So we're trying to fight that off. They did appeal it, and they got it down to one game. We will now take a break here for the national anthem in Des Moines. When we come back, it's time to play hockey here at Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm will take on the Des Moines Buccaneers in just a few moments. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Daughtry, Three Doors Down, together in concert. One night, two full sets. Friday night, March 1st, the Viero Event Center, Kearney. With special guest, Aranda. Reserve seats are on sale now at kearneyevents.com or call 308-338-8011. Don't miss Daughtry and Three Doors Down, live.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck draw. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside Buccaneer Arena here in Des Moines, Iowa. Tri-City Storm will take on the Des Moines Buccaneers tonight. We are just about to get set to go here in the first period of play. The Storm wearing their white uniforms here tonight as they are on the road. And once again, they have switched their home uniforms now, the purple uniforms. Storm in the white uniforms tonight with purple lettering and numbering on the back and their black helmets. Des Moines is wearing their blue uniforms with Des Moines spelled diagonal on the chest, similar to the New York Rangers. Rangers colors here for Des Moines. They have red lettering and numbering on the back and blue helmets. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. Des Moines will go from left to right. Just to give everyone a perspective here, I am to the left of Justin Quale in the corner here behind the Storm net for the first period as the Storm win the faceoff. Cecere behind the red line plays it ahead and then stopped there. Des Moines coming forward and moving into the Storm end. They stop. Nong Lambert throws a shot wide of the net. Rebound on the far side. Goes down low. Played by Yuchin. Yuchin on the far side to the center. It was broken up by Ivy. And now Trevor Moore flips it out to neutral ice. Vecchione gloves it down and dumps it in deep to the Des Moines end. It was stopped at the top of the left circle. And Des Moines brings it back out to neutral ice. Trevor Moore has it. He gets taken down. No call coming. Maller played it right to a Des Moines defenseman right on his own blue line for Des Moines. And they chip it deep into the Storm end. Played by Maller in the near side corner right in front of me. Maller on the backboards now with two Des Moines players there. Gets it free and moves it ahead for Eastman, who banks it off the wall and out to neutral ice. McMurphy comes and gets to the puck. McMurphy here comes on a two-on-one. Cross-ice pass. Shot, save, and a score! The puck trickled in. It was a goal for the Tri-City Storm early on here tonight. And it looks like Tim Lappin is the guy who gets the goal. McMurphy on the first assist. It was a two-on-one, the Storm. Strike just 57 seconds into the game, and it was Tim Lappin Tough to see what happened there on the far side. McMurphy brought that puck forward out of his own zone. He started the two-on-one. He found Lappin on the right side, and Lappin unleashed a wrist shot that beat the goaltender here for Des Moines. A very nice shot there from Lappin. Nick Ellis could not get to the puck, and the Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead here in Des Moines very early on, just a minute into this game, and now McMurphy dumps it in deep again. McMurphy picking up the assist there for the Storm. Yet to score a goal this season, but now has 5 assists for Tri-City. Tim Lappin, I believe that was his 4th goal for the Storm this season, and it's a big one here on the road as Des Moines clears it all the way down into the Storm end. Icing will be whistled here against Des Moines, so a 1-0 lead for the Tri-City Storm very early on in this game. Just 57 seconds in, they make good on a 2-on-1 opportunity. Ryan McMurphy comes up with the big first assist there and laps the goal. It is his 5th of the season, and McMurphy picks up his 5th assist. Storm have an offensive zone faceoff here with a 1-0 lead. Just a minute 30 into this game here in Des Moines. A big early strike for Tri-City. Just 57 seconds in. Once again, Tim Lappin from McMurphy. Storm won the faceoff. And now Des Moines gets to the puck. They try a breakout pass. Had a chance to go on a breakaway, but it went forward. And Quale plays around on the near side for Opperman. Opperman, nice pass. Mingoya neutralized. Mingoya gets into the zone. Lost the puck for a second. Tried to give it back for L'Esperance. And now it plays around the near side. Opperman fighting for it. On the near side wall, the Des Moines end. Kept in there by Ivy. But as he tried to keep it in, it got deflected out of play. 18:03 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We've already seen a goal for Tim Lappin early on, the Tri-City Storm, with a 1-0 lead ahead of Des Moines. L'Esperance on the faceoff just outside of the Buccaneer end. Won by Des Moines as they come forward and dump it deep into the Storm end. Icing waved off as Des Moines gets to the puck. In the near side, Bolton passes it, and Mingoya touched it with a high stick, but then picked up by Des Moines as Bolton has it on the far side. Now played ahead, and Mingoya steals the pass. It's Opperman past the red line. Opperman leaves it for Mingoya. Mingoya with a shot saved by Ellis. Shot came from the top of the left circle. Ellis made the save right into his chest, and he held on. 17:36 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Big game here for the Storm. Quote from Josh Howji, "We've got to fire every bullet we have in our gun tonight." And obviously he thinks it's a big enough game. As the Storm won the faceoff, they dumped it in deep to the Des Moines end. Now played on the near side, and Des Moines has possession. They try to move out, kept in at the line once again there. Nice job by Ryan Ivey, who backhanded it deep. Linnell behind the net. Linnell with the puck. He gets taken down, no call coming. As it gets squirted forward to Cotton. Cotton up to Ivy with a shot save from front. Rebound went wide of the net. And it picked up by Des Moines. Axel Wemmenborn plays it on the near side now. As Des Moines skates ahead out of their own zone. In a neutral ice. Now bringing the puck in on the far side into the Storm end. Down low. Chance in front. Quale made a save. And the loose puck gets cleared away by Linnell out to neutral ice. Linnell takes a hit there from Nong Lambert. He goes off on a line change. And it's dumped back in deep to the Storm end. Ivy plays it ahead for Cutler Martin. Lost it. Chance in front. Quale makes a save and holds on. A backhanded shot there. As puck got away from Martin and the shot from Galt. Ryan Galt there, the Omaha, Nebraska native. Quale had to come up with a quick reactionary save. And he held on. 16:41 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm leading 1-0. Faceoff won by Des Moines. To the center and a fan one-timer there. And here comes the Storm the other way. It's Trevor Moore. Moore to the blue line. Dumps in. Tries to go chase. Gets sealed off, though. And now it's played around the near side. Hit by Richard Burry. Kept into the zone. Now deep for Des Moines. Shiplow had it. And he gets an outlet pass going through neutral ice. Des Moines coming into the Storm end. And it goes deep into the Storm end. Burry played around for Cecere. Almost a turnover. Bonner poked it away in front. Shot. And Quale got it with the glove. Couple chances here for Des Moines. Shot there came from the left point for the Buccaneers. And Quale came out of his crease, saw it well, and gloved it down. Stopping play with 16:09 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead here on a goal by Tim Lappin. He's back on the ice now with McMurphy and Eastman. Guys scoring the goal here tonight for Tri-City. Face off won by Des Moines. McMurphy trying to get it back. Now Cecere in the corner. Cecere against the Des Moines player. Tries to win it forward to McMurphy. Now Eastman trying to move it on the wall. Get dumped back deep. And Ivy plays it on the far side. Ivy ahead. And now McMurphy gets it out of the zone. Lapping over, skates it. Picked up by Des Moines. Buccaneers come back in, but it's taken away by McMurphy on the intercept. McMurphy neutralized, gets to the red line, and dumps in deep. You can always count on McMurphy to get that puck deep into the opponent's zone as Maller keeps it in, and his keep-in pass was blocked. Goes and races back to get it in neutralized. Then he loses it. A Des Moines player takes a hit and moves it away. Now Lappin intercepts. Lappin takes a hip check in neutralized there from defenseman Corey Schoenemann. And now Des Moines with it in the storm and a shot that gets deflected high into the netting. And we get a stoppage of play, 15-18 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm just a few minutes into this one. Fans still filtering into their seats, but the Storm have a 1-0 lead on a goal by Tim Lappin. Ryan McMurphy with the 2-on-1 found Lappin, and it's a 1-0 game in favor of Tri-City. Face off to the left of Quale now in front of me. It's won by Des Moines. Quick turnaround shot. Quale makes the right pad save. Rebound went wide. Storm need to do a better chance in their, they need a better job in their own end. They're turning the puck over as they have it now in neutral ice. Opperman played it ahead for Burry. He comes in onside, dumps in deep. Opperman goes and chases, throws his body around, and now the puck gets thrown out of play. It was deflected out, the official says. Stoppage with 15 minutes and 1 second remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Deflected out by Des Moines player, I believe, as Storm have an offensive zone faceoff once again. It's Joel Lesperance on the draw. As it is won by Des Moines and played around the wall by Duranties. Back out to neutral ice. Mingoya chipped it ahead. Still working for it. He's moved it into the Des Moines end, but picked up by the Buccaneer defenseman. As they still have it in their own end. Now Duranties behind his own net. Plays it on the near side wall. And out to neutralize, Cutler Martin picks it up, fires it back in deep. Storm go off on a line change. Opperman, the lone forechecker, in deep. Now the Storm come in. Gomez, along with Cotton, they take the puck away. Opperman has it on the far side wall. Try to find Cotton. It hopped over his stick. Ivy keeps it in. Cotton goes and gets it in the near side corner. Cotton pinned against the wall. And now a loose puck at the top of the zone. Picked up by Des Moines, and they will carry it out of the zone. Tipped in deep to the Storm end. Quale leaves it behind his own net for Ivy. Ivy moves out in front. Nice little backhand pass over to Gomez. Gomez finds Cotton with room to skate. Cotton in neutral ice. In onside. Shot towards the net. Saved there by Ellis. Played on the far side wall now by Des Moines. They get it out to neutral ice. Richard Burry before the red line. Dumps it back in deep. Linnell goes after it. Here's Linnell and Gomez. Linnell finds Gomez. He couldn't get the shot off. He plays it back to Maller. Maller with a shot just went wide left of the net. Linnell back in front. Linnell down low. Linnell holding. Moving against a few Des Moines players. Now in the far side corner with Cotton. Good shift here from Linnell, Cotton, and Gomez as Linnell has it to the top of the zone and couldn't be held in there by Maller, but he does get possession of it, get back to the red line, and they come in back in onside. Gomez to Linnell. Linnell at the left circle takes a big hit from a Des Moines player. Now throws it to the center, and Lappin was there after the change, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Now here comes Des Moines. Buccaneers get stopped at the line by Ivy. Puck goes right near their bench. Almost too many men there as Des Moines does get control of it. Now played out in the neutral ice. Storm take it away. Bonner had it for a second, but now he lost it. Here come the Buccaneers. Nice job by Ivy diving and stopping that play. Now Cecere trying to bat it out of the zone. He couldn't. Kept in by Des Moines. They have it on the near side wall. They try to dump it deep. Cecere picks it up. Cecere's pass intercepted. Des Moines back with it, and Trevor Moore takes it away. Moore trying to clear the zone. He finally does, and now Des Moines has the puck in neutral ice as they dump it in deep. Storm back to get it. It's Ivy. He takes a hit. And now on the near side corner, it's still loose. Picked up by a Buccaneer to the center. Gets deflected wide. And now Vecchione on the far side has it. Nice cross ice pass over to Trevor Moore. Moore past the red line. Moore in onside. Moore on the left circle. Takes a shot. Ellis makes the save. Goes behind the net. Bonner trying to chase on the forecheck there. And it's played on the far side now by Des Moines. They carry through neutral ice as they move in onside. Guy lost his edge there, and the Storm pick up the puck. It's Maller. Maller on the far side wall. Nice pass to Lappin. Lappin in onside. Lappin in the left circle. Lappin tried to go to the center, and the puck came off his stick. Couldn't get control and did not get a shot on net. Storm get an interception, though. It's Lappin with a turnaround shot. Saved there by the left pad of Ellis. Now in neutral ice, Des Moines has it. And they can't get much farther as Burry takes it away. Burry took a hit, though, and lost the puck from Tanner Carty. And now the Buccaneers have it in their own zone. 11:38 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm still leading 1-0 on a goal by Tim Lappin. Puck in the Storm end. Now Garrett Cecier has it. Goes behind his own net. Cecier comes out in front. And he played it over to Mingoya. Mingoya found Eastman on the near side. Eastman in onside. Takes a big hit there, but Mingoya picks it up. Mingoya goes to the net. Mingoya to the front. Shot there from McMurphy went wide. And now the rebound comes to Des Moines. Buccaneers in onside. Goes deep behind the net. Played up top now as a deflection shot there. Went wide from Carty. Carty picks it back up in the far side. Up top to the point. Down low. Intercepted by Cutler Martin. Martin on the near side to the red line. Martin in onside. Gets it. Takes hit. Lesperance picked it up on the near side wall. Lesperance over to Martin with a shot. Rebound. Score! Storm have a 2-0 lead. They get a goal. Is the goal scorer for the Tri-City Storm. It is his third goal of the season and a big one here, putting the Storm ahead 2-0 with 10:43 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. They have come out with the fire that they hoped to and now have a lead 2-0 on a big rebound put back by Trevor Mingoya. Des Moines dumps it deep into the Storm end. Quale played around the near side wall. All Buccaneers there. They keep it in, but now Trevor Moore forces it back out, and Burry has it on his stick. Burry tried a cross-ice pass. It was deflected, and Bonner picks it up. Bonner tried to find Trevor Moore with some opening, and it went deep into the Des Moines end. Played on the far side now. Cecier keeps it in. Down low from Vecchione to Moore. In front for Bonner, and we may have a penalty here. A hand pass is the whistle, not a penalty. 10:05 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm have gotten two goals in this one. First one came from Tim Lappin. Assist goes to Ryan McMurphy at 57 seconds, I should say. 57 seconds into the game. Mingoya scores the second Storm goal unassisted at 9:17 of the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And the Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead. Having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. There's so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So the Storm get two goals, and they've really made the best on both their big opportunities. The first was a 2-on-1 goal, and the second there was Trevor Mingoya finding some space all alone in front of the net, putting that puck home for his third goal of the season. Des Moines has had some opportunities, that is for sure, but has not been able to cash in. And Justin Quale has held them quiet here for the first part of the first period. Storm with the faceoff dump in deep to the Des Moines end as we are back underway in play. Under 10 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. As Mingoya had it in neutralized for a second and then lost it. Now Des Moines in onside. The pass gets deflected back onto the stick of Opperman. Opperman in neutralized. Holding. Opperman ahead now to Mingoya. Mingoya to Lesperance on the near side wall. Lesperance could not come in onside, and now Des Moines picks up the puck. In on the near side, and the Storm end to the center, and Opperman picks up the puck. Opperman just airs that out back into neutral ice, and Lesperance almost took it away from a Buccaneer and had a chance for a breakaway, but the Buccaneers do get to it and dump in deep to the Storm end. Quale plays ahead of Maller. Maller out of his end, up to Linnell. Linnell with some speed, only man in by himself against four Des Moines players, and he loses the puck. As the Storm finish up a line change, Cotton is on the forecheck. Puck gets poked back to Garrett Cecier. Cecier played it ahead to neutralize. It tips off a Buccaneer stick, and now Cotton picks it up. Cotton to the center, and Linnell just put one wide. And Linnell got taken down on that play. No call coming. Storm with the puck still. It's Cotton. Cotton doing some nice stick work there. Down low, trying to find Linnell. And now Gomez is over there as the Buccaneers do have possession behind their own net. Des Moines trailing the Storm 2-0 here. Nebraska Lottery first period, still 8 minutes and 40 left in the first frame. Buccaneers back out to neutral ice. They dump it in deep. Quale had to come out and knock it into the corner. Now Cecier plays it ahead, trying to find it was too far away from him and went all the way back to Durante's in his own end. Now Buccaneers back into neutral ice, taken away by Trevor Moore. Moore holding on a diving player. Pass was intercepted and taken away there by Allie Thomas to the center. Shot save, Quale. Thomas made the pass. The shot came from Drew Callen. And Quale made the save, stopping play. 8-12 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. This is the third matchup between these two teams this season. They will still play three more times, six meetings between these two teams. As Bonner is on the faceoff now with Luke Bolton to the left of Quale. Storm leading 2-0 here over Des Moines. Quick shot. Quale makes the save. Puts it to the far side. Cutler Martin banks it out to neutralize. Picked up there by defenseman Luke Shiplow. Des Moines loses it and neutralized. Vecchione comes in onside. Vecchione trying to find Bonner. It went to the near side wall. And Bonner tried to play it back down to Vecchione. To the front for Trevor Moore. Couldn't get a shot. But Ivy kept in. Shot from Cutler Martin. And it went out of play on a deflection there. Cutler Martin got his third goal of the season in the Storm's last game on the power play. Martin, not used to seeing a lot of power play time, but with the defensive injuries for the Storm, Cutler Martin saw some extra time there and was able to get his first power play goal of the season. The power play goal in his third goal of that game was Joel L'Esperance. L'Esperance really coming in form the last couple games for the Tri-City Storm after coming back from a wrist injury. L'Esperance has been very good for Chung. And tonight, he was on the line with Opperman and Mingoya on the Mingoya goal as the Storm have a 2-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play and have really, like I said, made good on their opportunities. No penalties yet in this game. But the Storm, with that 2-0 lead, they need to play smart with this lead, though, I will tell you that. Mingoya's goal, by the way, right now, unassisted, might get changed there as looked like a rebound goal, might not have changed possession. 9:17, the time of the Mingoya goal. 7:47 remaining now. A quick shot there off the faceoff from Maller. And a stoppage with 7:45 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 2-0 lead here on the breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQ, thanks for joining us here tonight in Des Moines. Tri-City with a week off after this one. Next game we'll be with you is in Lincoln. Storm win the faceoff, and now Maller has it at the right point. Over to Vecchione with a shot, and it was blocked. Another shot went wide. Oh, boy, Vecchione with a couple good chances there, and Ellis didn't see that second shot. He looked behind him. Vecchione on the far side wall now, can't keep it in. And Des Moines with a chance to break it out of their zone with possession. They throw it ahead of neutral ice, though, and it went ahead of the intended recipient. Maller played it back in deep to the Des Moines end. Buccaneers with the puck now. They threw it deep into the Storm end. Quale steers it into the corner for Ivy. Ivy off the far side wall, gloved down by Des Moines and kept in deep. Now a nice hit there from Cecere. And he picks up the puck there. Cecere, cross-ice pass behind Ivy, but Ivy gets the rebound off the boards. Ivy tried to find Bonner on a rush and taken away by Des Moines. Buccaneers in onside, and now it's Jenkins with it. Shot towards the net, rebound. Off the deflection, Bonner loses it. Quick shot, Quale makes the right pad save. Nice save there by Quale on Marnell. And now the Storm have possession as Lappin gets to the red line. Lappin in onside on the right side. Lappin behind the net. Storm finishing up a line change. Lappin in front. And Eastman had a chance at it. Now McMurphy goes into the corner and gets it. McMurphy to the front. Puck was loose. It squirted across the crease. But it's played around. Now kept in by Cutler Martin in the left point. Maller with a shot. It was deflected wide. Nellis got a piece of it now. Storm still with the possession in the near side corner. Storm ahead up top for Cutler Martin. Martin with a shot that went well wide of the net. But picked up. Banked over. And it's a bouncing puck. Maller slaps it in. And it's picked up by Des Moines now. And they will rush out to neutralize. But they get stopped there before the red line. Here comes Mingoya. Mingoya to the net. Mingoya around one man to the front. And he couldn't get a shot off. As a nice defensive play there by Buccaneer to take the puck away. And now Des Moines with it in neutral ice. They dump it in deep to the Storm end. Under 6 minutes left here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Burry played it around to L'Esperance. L'Esperance on the far side to neutral ice. L'Esperance in onside. Has a Des Moines player tying him up on the loose far side. The puck, but now picked up by Mingoya. Ahead for Burry with a rocket that went wide. Rebound, bouncing into the near side corner. Mingoya goes and fights for it for the Storm. Opperman is with him. And it's poked around behind the net, picked up by the Buccaneers. They play it ahead. And Cecere does nice work on the far side wall, put a shot wide of the net. Rebound. Burry and Opperman converge on the near side wall. Kept it in, but Des Moines has possession. 5:07 left to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm with a 2-0 lead. Storm able to get a line change here before Des Moines rushes up the ice. Buccaneers with the puck in neutral ice. It's dumped in on the Storm end on the far side. Ivy just gets to it and brings it right back to neutral ice. Linnell plays it deep. Rushing for it there is Des Moines, but Gomez gets there and gets to the Cotton in the far side wall. And now Allie Thomas plays it ahead for Des Moines. Thomas past the red line. Moyne came in onside. Cotton takes it right away. Puts it out to neutral ice. Buccaneers come right back in. Gomez is there. Ivy blocks a pass and airs it out to neutral ice. Glove down and put back into the Storm end. Cutler Martin is stopped. Puck gets taken away. Here comes Des Moines with a chance in front. And Qualley could make the save. It's a goal. Qualley was there. But then he got deked out, and the puck was rolling towards the net, and it gets shoved in on a second attempt. Cutler Martin initially tried to skate the puck out of his own zone. He got stripped of it. Des Moines came at the Storm end with three players, and the Storm didn't have enough men to get him off the puck. The first shot, Qualle got a piece of it, but it was trickling toward the net. Qualle actually got his stick on it on the line, and it was shoved in. As it was still loose, whistle never blew, and Des Moines is on the board. It's a 2-1 game here, 4:12 left to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. It's dumped into the Storm, and we'll see if this gives Des Moines life, as the Storm had been dominating play here in the first period. And that was a big goal for the Buccaneers to get on the board. First time they've scored against the Storm this season when it wasn't in the third period, as the Storm dumped in deep to the Des Moines end. It's played around the far side wall. Bonner on the forecheck comes free. Quick turnaround shot saved by Ellis. And now Bonner has it in the far side corner. Loose puck for Trevor Moore. Down low, Vecchione trying to get a shot off, but he couldn't. And now Des Moines picks up the puck. Into neutral ice it goes. Cecere picks it up as it rolls into the Storm end. Cecere at his own blue line. Runs into Trevor Moore for a second, but finds the pass to the far side that was ahead of Lappin. And now Des Moines takes it away. They come in on side of the Storm, and they wrap the puck around the boards. And now it's played on the near side. Quick shot towards the net, blocked in front by Cecere. Rebound. Des Moines has it. A shot. Lappin blocked it from the point. Now another shot deflected wide of the net. Ivy on the backboards now. Picked up by Marnell. Marnell to Jenkins. Jenkins gets sealed off by Ivy. Nice hit there. But a rebound to the net. Qualley makes the save. Rebound behind the net, Marnell to the front, and it's cleared away by Ivy, ahead for Lappin. Lappin on the far side, past the red line, dumps in deep. Couple big chances there for Des Moines. Qualley making some saves. 2:42 left here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. The Tri-City Storm have a 2-1 lead on goals by both Tim Lappin as well as Trevor Mingoya. Storm with the puck now. Cutler Martin wrapped it around the Des Moines end to the far side. Carty played it back to the defense. And now ahead, Carty touches up in neutral ice. Qualle, out of his net, it goes into the Storm end. Martin plays it ahead for Opperman. Opperman gets it out of the zone to neutral ice. Des Moines dumped back in to the far side corner. Carty is the first man there. A pass that was chanced for one-timer with the fan on the one-timer. Now Opperman left it for Maller. 2 minutes left in this period. Maller trying an outlet pass. It was deflected, but now Lesperance has it. Lesperance to Mingoya. Back to tries to get a Lesperance. It was blocked. Mingoya picks it back up. Trying to find Burry. Burry played it with a skeet for a second. Opperman comes around and keeps it in. But now Des Moines has it in their own zone with possession, though. And Garrett Cockerill plays it forward. Here come the Buccaneers. Inner neutral ice. Banks off of Allie Thomas into the near side. Cecere behind his net with Burry. Burry pass was deflected. He bats it ahead with a hand and a big hit thrown there. Fans, you can hear them happy about the hit. 1:18 remaining here in this Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Cotton had it deep in the Storm end, but now lost it as Des Moines has it back out of neutral ice. And that puck gets deflected well high into the air and deep into the Storm end it goes. Ivy played around the near side wall, kept in. It goes in deep, banks off of Ivy's knee. And Gomez had it on the far side, took a hit. Ivy picked up the puck. Ivy, in the last minute here in this period, banked it ahead, and it came to Linnell. Linnell, cross-ice pass. Cotton backhanded it deep into the Des Moines end. 43 seconds left here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm with a 2-1 lead over Des Moines. Buccaneers with it in neutral ice now. They dump it in deep to the Storm end. Wemmenborn has it on the backboard. Big hit there by Burry. And now Vecchione plays it ahead to Bonner. Bonner past the red line to Vecchione. Wide open Trevor Moore. He shoots and scores! Textbook play from the Storm's top line. And Trevor Moore gets his team leading 17th goal of the season. A great play from Bonner to Vecchione, and Moore finishes it. 22.4 seconds remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm have their third goal of the night. Give it to Trevor Moore from Mike Vecchione and Tim Bonner. A great outlet play that the Storm ran. Vecchione started it all, gave it to Bonner. Bonner found Vecchione, and it was a 2-on-1 at that point with Moore. He found Trevor Moore on the left side, and Moore beat Ellis with the wrist shot. Now the Storm come back in again onside. Vecchione with a quick shot, saved by Ellis. He bats it into the corner. Another chance in front as Cockerell played it down low. Just 8 seconds left in the period here. Des Moines just trying to get out of this period. 5 seconds left. They have the puck behind their own net. 3 seconds left, and that'll be it here for the first period. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play has come to an end, but the Tri-City Storm get three goals. They have a 3-1 lead on Des Moines. The three goals from Tim Lappin, Trevor Mingoya, and Trevor Moore. Storm in control of this game as they do have that 3-1 lead. The one Des Moines goal, by the way, if you were wondering, was Drew Callen from Garrett Cockrell and Ali Thomas. Storm head to the locker room, and we'll get you your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up in just a few moments. Storm ahead, 3-1 on Des Moines here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle-building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Hey Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save! Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Chaffin.
After one period of play here in Des Moines, the Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead on the Buccaneers and an impressive first period by the Tri-City Storm as they got three goals. They came out early and took control. Here we will get you all of the recap of the first period in your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And once again, Tri-City Storm get three goals in that first period. And they started off early. 57 seconds into the game, it was Ryan McMurphy who found Tim Lappin, who scores his fifth goal of the season just 57 seconds in. Mingoya found himself on a 2-on-1 with Lappin, and Lappin put it home to make it 1-0 Tri-City in the first minute of the game. Then about halfway through the period, it was Trevor Mingoya that picked up a rebound and put it past Nick Ellis to make it 2-0 Storm. Mingoya's third of the season. 9:17 was the time of the goal, and Tri-City had themselves a 2-0 lead. But later in the period, Des Moines started to sense a comeback. They started to get a couple more chances on Justin Quale, and they were able to put one past him. Drew Callen with the goal. Garrett Cockrell, Allie Thomas pick up assists at 15:44. And, you know, a 2-1 lead, Des Moines with some momentum, but the Tri-City Storm, same thing that they did late in the first period against the Sioux City Musketeers, or actually there was a second period where Lesperon scored, yes, to make it 1-0 early in the second period on Tuesday, and Tim Bonner scored with 6 seconds left in the period. Well, this time Trevor Moore, with just 22 seconds left in the period, makes it a 3-1 Storm lead, really changes the face of the game here going into the second. Moore with the goal from Vecchione and Bonner at 19:38. And really, such a big goal for the Storm to have that 3-1 lead, a two-goal cushion going into the second period with a chance to really open it up here against Des Moines. And they have been the better team. There's no doubt about it. They've had the better chances. They've, you know, Nick Ellis has not looked great in net. The Storm have been throwing pucks at him. They outshot Des Moines 14-10 in that first period. No penalties in the period. I think that's the way the Storm will take it. I think they'll play 5-on-5 and take their chances here against Des Moines 5-on-5. Josh, how'd you mention, he didn't want to see a lot of penalties from his team here in this one. And through 20 minutes, they've responded. No one in the box. As Quale is 9 out of 10 here. He's made 9 saves on 10 shots. Nick Ellis with 11 saves on 14 shots. And the Storm have that 3-1 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. That is your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden here. And really, the Storm, lots to be happy about after one period of play with all three of those goals, giving them the advantage early on here in Des Moines, trying to break a four-game road losing streak and get at least a share of sixth place in the Western Conference and try to kickstart things here down the stretch run of the season. As we begin February, the Storm trail Lincoln Stars by 9 points for the final playoff spot. Tonight would be a big step in the right direction with a win here in Des Moines. After one period of play, this 3-1 lead, we'll take a break on your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with your Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game as well as your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
For the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
One, 2, 3, 4! The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the arena box office.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Tri-City Storm have themselves a 3-1 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. After 20 minutes in the first period of play, we are in your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. It's time to get you your check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com. As the Tri-City Storm are going to be sitting here for the remainder of the season as they're going to need some help from teams in front of them if they want to make the playoffs. Tonight, the Storm with a 3-1 lead over Des Moines have put themselves in a good position after one period of play. Let's check the out-of-town scores. Dubuque has a 3-0 lead over the Indiana Ice in the third period in Indiana, Fighting Saints in control. That one with 16 minutes remaining in the game. Muskegon has a 4-3 lead over Youngstown in Muskegon. The Lumberjacks lead 4-3 over the Youngstown Phantoms. That game is in the second intermission. Halfway through the first period, the Chicago Steel have a 2-0 lead on the road in Cedar Rapids tonight. Sioux Falls is tied with Lincoln 1-1 at the Icebox in Lincoln after one period of play. Once again, 1-1. Sioux Falls and Lincoln are tied. Goals in that game, both for Tony Calderon on the power play and Jake Wood for Lincoln from Brad Hawkinson and Mike McKee. It's a 1-1 game there between Sioux Falls and Lincoln. Waterloo's got a 3-2 lead over Green Bay. In Green Bay, Waterloo with a 3-2 lead. And Omaha and Fargo are scoreless. That game started a little bit later up in Fargo. The Lancers and Force scoreless. They're about halfway through the first period of play. That's your check of the USHL out-of-town scoreboard update. We'll also get some USHL news. The USHL today announced that there will be a classic next season. Those of you who are thinking about making the trip to Sioux City, it's not happening. Next fall, Fall Classic will take a one-year hiatus, says the USHL, and there will be other preseason tournaments in other places, but there will be no Fall Classic this September. USHL fans during the preseason will have to find their team's action other places. Tri-City Storm expect to be invited back to the Heritage Classic up in Duluth, as they were the champions of the Clyde Iron Cup in Duluth at the Heritage Center there in Duluth. More news will come during the offseason, but there will be no Fall Classic here this fall. and some fans are very disappointed in that. I know that in Sioux City is a good time. A lot of fans, players, coaching staff, scouts, everyone got together to celebrate the beginning of a new season. Well, it's a one-year hiatus this year. The season will start earlier. Season is scheduled to start on September 20th. The season also is expected to be shortened a few games, and they will say that the season starts on September 20th, and they'll have less midweek games in order to accommodate students in high school missing less classes. So there'll be more news in the offseason, but that's what we heard today from the USHL. Now let's check the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the night. Valentino's, eat-in, carry-out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet, we've got something for everyone. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has like. Trivia tonight, it's the first day of February, and we have three Tri-City Storm players who were born in the month of February. If you can name them, tweet it at us. At Tri-City Storm is our Twitter handle. If you get the question correctly, you've won two tickets to movie night at the Tri-City Storm's Viero Event Center next Saturday against the Fargo Force on February 9th. There will be a lot of clips from the Mighty Ducks as one of my favorite hockey movies. And also, I'm sure plenty of Storm fans and players enjoy the Mighty Ducks. Come check it out on movie night at the Tri-City Storm's Viero Event Center. You can also win tickets by getting this Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question correct. There are three Storm players born in the month of February. If you can name them, we'll get you tickets to that game at the Viero Event Center a week from tomorrow against the Fargo Force. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have the second period from Des Moines. Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead over the Buccaneers here in Des Moines. Just a few minutes away from the second period right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
My Bud Light caught two touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and three touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com. Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Back to the action here in the second period. We just got underway. Storm quickly won the faceoff and took a shot on the net. As it was Vecchione took a shot. Now Des Moines comes ahead. And they had a rush, but the Storm able to stop it. Back to neutralize. Vecchione ahead to Trevor Moore. Quick shot as gloved down there by a new goaltender here. It's Christopoulos who is in the game for the Des Moines Buccaneers. Ellis, as I mentioned in the first period, did not have a good period for Des Moines, and he was pulled. Billy Christopoulos into the game here for Des Moines, and he makes his first save right away. Change in net as Des Moines wins the faceoff. They'll now go from right to left on your radio dial here in the second period. Storm going from left to right. As again, now I'm behind Christopoulos. I'm to Christopoulos' left in the corner here. Minute in to this period as Des Moines has possession in the Storm end. On the near side now, as the Buccaneers have it. Up top for a shot that gets deflected. Rebound in front, and there's going to be a penalty on the Storm. Rebound again, and Quale had to make a save. Quale, a diving save to keep out a goal, and we will have our first penalty of this game. It's coming to the Tri-City Storm just a minute and 11 seconds into this second period. It's going to be a holding call on Dylan Maller in front of his own net. Maller for holding. 1 minute, 11 seconds here into the second period in Des Moines. Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead. However, Des Moines going on the power play now. And they'll have a face-off to Quale's right. Face-off for Luke Bolton is won by the Storm, though. And they play to Vecchione on the far side. He banks it out to neutral ice. Nice job by Mike Vecchione. Garrett Cockrell has it for Des Moines in their own end. They played it back, but it stopped at the line. Nice job there by Ivy on the penalty kill, stopping at the line. Bolton has it now past the red line. Back in on side. Storm taken away, and they clear a shot. That goes out of play. Stoppage is whistled. I didn't see where the puck went, and I didn't hear a whistle. But that was a nice play by the Storm on the penalty kill. McMurphy was there, and he slapped that puck away, but I guess it went out of play. 18:26 left here in the second period. Des Moines still with 1:35 on the power play. They win the faceoff. Quick shot was blocked. They go behind the net. Chance in front was blocked again. And now on the far side, down low it goes. Back to the far side up top for Cockrell with a shot. He broke his stick. Or actually, he didn't break his stick. A stick went flying, but it was not a broken one. Another shot, and it was deflected just wide of the net. It was actually Bonner that lost his stick. Now Des Moines down low. They throw it in front, and it was played out of the zone by Gomez. Nice job by Gomez. He backhanded it out, and he can go for a change. 1:03 left in the Des Moines power play. Just underway here in the second period. Tri-City Storm is ahead 3-1 as Wemmenborn dumps it in deep off the backboards, and the Storm get possession of it. Coming the other way, it's Lappin to the red line. Dumps it in deep in the Des Moines end. 45 seconds left in the Des Moines power play as Cockrell plays it ahead. And he had Bolton racing in on Quale, stops, and he knocks the net off, and we get a stoppage of play as Bolton came in onside down the left side and went barreling at the net. He did make an attempt to stop, but we'll see if he gets called for interference. He made an attempt to stop, but not until the last second. And Quale was there to hold his ground. The puck did not go in the net. The net went flying off the pegs. And there will be no penalty. It'll be 35 seconds remaining in the Des Moines power play. 17:24 left to go here in the second period. Faced off to the right of Quale now as he is set to go. Bolton on the faceoff for Des Moines. And it's won by the Buccaneers, kept in at the left point. A shot blocked in front there by Martin. Rebound, backhand shot. Quale made the save. Rebound again, they score. Des Moines has scored a power play goal. It's 3-2 now in favor of Tri-City. Quale was scrambling in the net. There was a few rebounds. And the Buccaneers put one home. They make the goaltending change to start this second period. Billy Christopoulos comes in, and it's a 3-2 hockey game. 17:13 remaining here in the second period. Faceoff won by the Storm now. And I'm trying to find out who scores that goal. Sounds like Tanner Cardy scores it for Des Moines as puck comes into the Storm end. It's whistled for icing, I believe. Sorry, 16, and the clock is still running here. 16:55 about remaining here in the second period. Clock continued running after stoppage in play. Let's see if they fix that. Faceoff, it was an icing whistle to Des Moines here. As the faceoff is now, and now we get a fight off the draw. It's Joel L'Esperance on the fight. L'Esperance here, and he pummels his player down to the ground. Losing his footing was defenseman Tyler Duranis. L'Esperance right off the faceoff there. Fight against Duranis. L'Esperance's second fight of the season. Storm continued to be physical after a 3-fight game on Tuesday. And L'Esperance trying to get the momentum back in favor of the Storm here after a power play goal for Des Moines. L'Esperance, couple good hits on that fight. 16:50 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City with a 3-2 lead ahead of the Des Moines Buccaneers. Faceoff is still to Christopoulos' left. Storm playing tonight without their captain, Brian Ward, who's suspended for one game by the league after a hit from behind. Maller off the faceoff, dumps it in deep. And it's kept in by Vecchione, and he does dump it back in deep to the Des Moines end. Cockrell plays it ahead, and it was stopped and neutralized by the Storm. Trevor Moore played it over to Burry. Burry with some nice work to get in the zone. Pass got deflected in deep, and here come the Buccaneers down the other. And a pass to center there by Quale. Galt was the man who had the rush going for Des Moines. Now here comes Bonner the other way. Cross-size pass to Trevor Moore. Moore to the center. Went wide of the net for Vecchione. Now Vecchione back to Moore on the right circle. Moore with a shot that got deflected. Rebound. Moore put in the front. And a save made by Christopoulos. A bouncing puck that Christopoulos was able to hang on to. Trevor Moore has a discussion after the play with Luke Shiplow. And the Storm get chances there. Still lead 3-2. 1 remaining in the second period. But started off this period back into this game after the Storm's late one at the end of the opening frame by Trevor Moore. Face off McMurphy against Bolton, won by the Buccaneers. It's moved around the near side. Kept goes back. Bolton leading the rush in on the side. Down the left side, Opperman able to knock it away from his possession and out of play. And we will have the whistle at 15:50 here of the second period. Tri-City Storm are ahead 3-2 over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Faceoff. And we get a stoppage with 15:45 remaining here in the second period. 3-2 is the score in favor of the Tri-City Storm. Here in the Storm end, played around and won by Des Moines. Into the far side corner it goes. And now a big hit there by Bolton on McMurphy. McMurphy went down. Chance in front for Des Moines. Thomas with Cecere on him. Now in the near side. Played down low behind the Storm net. Thomas getting in there to the front of the net. Turnaround shot loose in front. Quale is there. Rebound picked up by the Storm behind the net. Opperman on the near side. Opperman in onside. Leaves it for Ivy. Back to Opperman to the center. Save made by Christopoulos. And it's played ahead by the Buccaneers to the red line and dumped in deep by Des Moines. Picked up by Ivy. Ivy over to Maller. Maller on the near side wall in the Storm end. Lost the puck near the blue line. Was pushed out to neutral ice, however, by the Storm. And play by Des Moines now in neutral ice. They dump it around. On the near side, it is for Maller. And Maller lost it there. But now it's played back by Mingoya. Mingoya, cross-ice pass to Linnell. Linnell shoots in. Christopoulos makes a save. Puts it in the near side wall. Cotton, first man there. Threw it back down to Linnell. Linnell settles it. Sants in front. It popped over to Gomez. He couldn't settle it down in time. Gomez was wide open on the back door for a one-timer. Linnell found him a little late. Now back up top for Burry. Burry with a shot that gets blocked. Rebound, another shot that gets blocked. And Burry able to get control in neutral ice. Couple good blocks there by Des Moines as Cutler-Martin played it ahead for Cotton. And now it's picked up by the Buccaneers. Cockerell plays it all the way down. And we have an interference penalty whistle to the Storm. And now a fight. Cutler-Martin in his first fight. Martin trying to get his right hand free. A good battle here. Martin trying to keep his balance. And his helmet's off. Now he's giving him a few shots on the ground. Cutler-Martin in his first fight of the year. Some bad blood brewing between the Tri-City Storm. And Des Moines, the jersey is off. Martin was Roman Yuchin's jersey. Even came off, given two fire in this period. But between these two teams, now Cutler-Martin drops for the first time. Lesperon's still in the box. Belt in his first ever fight here in the USHL. I think a lot of
you're listening to The Melissa Etheridge Show. It's the music that moves you.
Love this rock and roll song. That's Heart, Barracuda. Carla sends this in. She's talking about the music that moves her. And this is a song that can move you. If you don't, this doesn't move you, I don't know what does. Barracuda, Carla says, was the song that made me want to play electric guitar. Oh, yeah. And Heart was the band that showed me once and for all that girls could rock. Indeed. It wasn't until later that I learned this song was written in reaction to a sleazy record executive who planted a story about the Wilson sisters having an affair. That's just weird. In a way, I feel the song stands as a great lesson. A creep tried to damage their career with a vicious personal attack. And their response? Write a rock classic that makes them rich and famous and still gets played on the radio 35 years later. All right, Carla. Now, I actually had the opportunity to ask Hart what Barracuda was about. I got to play the song with him once, and I was like, hey, what are these crazy lyrics about? And they actually told me that it was just some high school ramblings. But, you know, I like your story, too. Maybe it was involved in it. But rock and roll lives, and it is the music that moves you, Carla. Hart, Barracuda. Barracuda.
there music that moves you?
Tell us about it at melissaetheridge.com.
Click on the radio tab.
Call Melissa.
Call Melissa at 855-ME-RADIO.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Follow your heart to Macy's Wear Red Sale. Now through Sunday, February 3rd, wear red at Macy's and save an extra 20 or 15% throughout the store. Or purchase a red dress pin for $2 to benefit Go Red for Women and get the discount. Exclusions apply, details in store. Macy's is a national sponsor of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Back here in Des Moines, apologies here for the delay. Bad connection, but we are back and ready to go. We actually didn't miss any action. Officials discussing what to do after the penalties. Cutler Martin, in his first fight of the season, is in the box. Grant Opperman also in the box for a penalty for the Storm. And now we just resume play here. 13:50 remaining in the second period. Storm have a 3-2 lead. Now they're on the penalty kill as Des Moines has the advantage. With it by a man, it's Bolton who brings it in the zone. Des Moines with possession. Cockerell, the shot, save made by Quale, puts it in the far side. Maller takes a hit, kept it at the point. Another shot went wide of the net, and the rebound kept in at the point once again. Des Moines with possession. Bolton with a shot went wide. Rebound gets played ahead by the Storm and out of the zone. All the way down the ice it goes. Christopoulos plays it ahead for Des Moines. And now in neutral ice, Bolton at his own blue line now with a lot of pressure from Lappin. Bolton back into his own zone. As Cockerell has it now, 1:05 left in the man advantage for Des Moines. It's dumped in deep. Vecchione gets to it, and a nice clear all the way down there, I believe, by Mingoya, seeing some time here on the penalty kill. 52 seconds left in the penalty to Opperman. As Des Moines has possession now, Wemmenborn far side, in onside, quick chance for a shot was blocked, rebound in front of the net, loose, Quale is there and he finds it to stop play. And Burry, after the play, gets into it with a few Des Moines players, Burry drops the glove and he's going at it. Burry dropped his glove, I cannot see on the far side who he's with. This has become a physical second period. We did not see any penalties in the first. And now in the second, we've seen a whole host of penalties. This is the third fight of the period in the last 5 minutes of the game. Burry, the first time that he is in the box for fighting. And we, if I'm right, we have four guys in the box now at the same time. As we will see what happens here, Vecchione is talking to the officials. Double minor roughing penalties, not fighting. Burry and Seth Adams were the players in the box. And more penalties. It looks like coincidental, though, so we still have a Des Moines power play for another 39 seconds here in this second period. What a wild second period. The only goal for Des Moines, but we have now seen three fights. Fans really getting into it here in Des Moines. As the faceoff is won back to Roll on the left point. Now down low, back up to Roll. Roll, left circle. Down low it goes. Behind the net. And Des Moines still working now on the far side. Wemmenborn on the right circle. Shot, save Quale. Rebound goes to the far side boards. 15 seconds left in the Des Moines power play. Up top. Now back down low. Another shot. Quale makes a save. Loose in front. And the Storm can't clear. Des Moines with the puck on the right point. Nice job by Vecchione. He steals it. Vecchione for a breakaway. Vecchione in front. Poke check from Christopoulos. He never got a shot on. Des Moines with the puck. We are back to even strength now. Vecchione has it now in their own zone for the Storm. And it's aired out deep into the Des Moines end. It's going to be a storm. It's going to be an icing on Mingoya and the Storm. 11:42 left to go. L'Esperance out of the box. The first fight, he's out of the box. So Martin and Burry, the only guys left. Now, the problem with this for the Storm, they're already shorthanded on defense. They only have three defensemen now. So Mingoya's seeing time on defense after these fights here with Burry and Martin in the box. Burry went for 4 minutes, so he'll be not the total five. Faceoff won by Des Moines, but it's broken up, and here comes Vecchione. Vecchione found Opperman, who chips it in deep to the Des Moines end. Storm ahead, 3-2 with 11:32 left to go here in the second period on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. On the far side wall, it's played out. Here comes Des Moines with a race to the puck. Mingoya wins it, and now Des Moines banks it deep into the Storm end. Quale plays it ahead for Mingoya. Mingoya on the backhand, able to find Maller. Maller shotting, and now back to Maller. And now a neutral ice. Eastman got to the puck, but he can't get it deep. And played back to Mingoya, who's playing defense in this one at this moment, as it's Linnell. Linnell with a shot that gets deflected wide of the net. He broke his stick on the shot. And now Cotton was in on the forecheck, played ahead by Des Moines. Nice job on the backcheck by Eastman, almost turned it over, but it moves over to Maller now. And Maller into his own zone for Trevor Moore. Moore trying to gain some steam in his own zone. Gets out now in the neutral ice. Moore moves past one man. Moves into the zone. Moves over to Eastman. Chance in front. And his pass got blocked. And now here comes Carty. Carty leading the rush for Des Moines. 3-on-3 with Eastman trying to rush back. Carty far side. Pass shot. Save Quale. Rebound to Trevor Moore. Moore out into neutral ice. Nice little pass over to Cotton. Cotton in onside. Cotton holding. Shot. Saved by Christopoulos with the blocker. Rebound on the far side now. Is played down low from Des Moines. And Carty, nice outlet pass there. It's a rush here for Des Moines. And Nong Lambert. Lambert with a shot. Save Quale. Rebound in front of the net. Played by L'Esperance. L'Esperance now with control behind his own net. L'Esperance rushing forward. L'Esperance moves past one man into neutral ice. L'Esperance still carrying the puck. Moves in onside. Gomez. Gomez to the far side. Couldn't connect with the pass. It's played around the near side and out of the zone. So Steer not in position. And it goes all the way down. Icing waved off as Des Moines gets to the puck first. It's played behind the net. Wemmenborn to the center of the... Oh, off the post! Fans think it might have went in it. The referees say it did not go in. The light never went on. It looks like it hit the post to Quale's left on a one-timer in front. And it never went in. Oh, boy. Des Moines had a big opportunity there to try to get this game even. And we'll catch you up on things here. We have a 3-2 hockey game here in Des Moines. Their first goal was scored in this period by Allie Thomas on the power play from Tanner Carty. Penalties here in this period. We've seen Maller for holding. Durante's and L'Esperance fought at 3:10 of the period. Then 3 minutes later, actually, it was Cutler Martin who went for interference, not Opperman. Opperman just serving the penalty for him as Martin fought Yuchin. So Martin took a player out on the rush. Interference was about to be called, and he dropped the gloves with Roman Yuchin. Martin's first fight of his Storm career at 6:05. Then Burry and Seth Adams both got double minors for roughing at 7:27, so not a fighting major. But roughing double minors and Burry, both Burry and Martin, first time they've dropped the gloves here in a Storm uniform. As the faceoff in the Storm end, won by Des Moines. They put it out in front to Storm, able to block that pass and take it away. Vecchione out to neutralize. Lost the puck for a second. Now played back on the stick of McMurphy. McMurphy with a shot. Glove saved by Christopoulos. Nice shot by Ryan McMurphy there. Christopoulos makes the save and hangs on. 9:31 remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm with a 3-2 lead over Des Moines. A lot of time left in this game. Storm came out not with a nice start in the first, but Des Moines has had some momentum here in the second. We've seen a lot of physicality and a lot of penalties here in the second. Vecchione takes a hit. Now it's moved all the way down the ice by Des Moines. A rolling puck. Icing waves off as Sestier was the first man to get it. Des Moines intercepts the play, and Thomas trails it over to the near side. Here's Roll. Roll with a chance in front. He's trying to pass it to the far side. Taken away by the Storm. Linnell. Linnell, nice pass over to Vecchione. Vecchione loses the puck as he tried to come in onside. And now Bolton plays it into the Storm end for Des Moines. Bolton at the left circle, trying to throw a cross-ice pass. That went awry, and then down low it goes. Picked up by the Storm. McMurphy left it for Sestier. to Steer. Nice outlet pass to Vecchione and neutralized. Vecchione to the red line. Dumps in deep. Christopoulos out of his net. Holding it behind his net there. And now move forward by Des Moines. As Nong Lambert played it into the Storm end. Picked up by Maller. Maller over to Linnell on the far side. Linnell, nice pass on the near side. Over to a racing Tim Lappin. Lappin with some speed. With a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound all the way out of the zone. Eastman holding his man up in neutral ice. Loose puck. Cotton gets to it first. Dumps it back in the Des Moines end. Lappin on the forechecks all over his man. It's played around the near side wall. Kept in by Eastman. Finds Lappin. Lappin to the top of the zone. Dangerous pass. Maller lost it. And now the Storm get it back in neutral ice. It's Eastman. Eastman loses the puck as he tried to move in onside. And now it rolls back to Maller at his own blue line. 8 minutes left here in the second period. Storm with a 3-2 lead. Eastman in onside. Eastman chips the puck. It was deflected up high in the air. Des Moines brings it out to neutral ice, but Desir has it. Desir, cross-ice pass went all the way down the ice. Icing waved off, picked up by Des Moines. Buccaneers with the puck. They played around the near side wall, out into neutral ice, couple times using the boards. They deep dump it in deep now, as it was Jenkins who had it. Played around the near side by Quale, and Des Moines with the puck now back out to neutral ice. Banks off the far side wall as they come in onside. Mingoya playing defense again here, has the puck. Mingoya with a goal on the game tonight, his third of the season. Gets stopped at the red line, and here comes the Buccaneers with a chance. Jenkins with a shot, it was blocked. Rebound in front, another shot. Quale makes the save, and here comes Lesfrantz on the outlet pass. He finds Opperman. Opperman on the near side. Opperman to the center with Moore. Moore tries to find Lesperance, and he couldn't get to it in time. It goes deep. Lesperance on the backboards, though, plays against a few Des Moines players. Plays it on the near side corner now. Opperman trying to get it up top for Maller. It was stolen away. Here comes the Buccaneers. They come down the near side. Maller is there. A drop pass was intercepted by Trevor Moore. Moore brings it out to neutral ice. A rolling puck too far in front of him, though. And now it's played back in a neutral ice, and it's played with a high stick by Trevor Moore in the Tri-City Storm stopping play. 6:46 remaining here in the second period. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers in Des Moines at the Buccaneer Arena here. In what's been an eventful second period in the penalty box, not as much on the scoreboard as we had four goals in the first, just one here in the second. It was a power play goal by Allie Thomas for the Buccaneers to make it 3-2. Once again, 6:46 left to go here in this second period. Faceoff to the right of Justin Quale is won by the Storm. They get it out. A rolling puck rolls all the way back into the Des Moines end. Picked up by the Buccaneers in their own zone. Long outlet pass. Connects there in neutral ice as it goes in deep to the Storm end now. Linnell skipped it out to neutral ice. And Cockerill played it back, but now Linnell takes it away again. Linnell in onside. On the far side, shot. Saved by Christopoulos. Linnell took a spill on that one, took a hit. And now here comes Cockrell bringing it out. Sees some back check from Gomez. Played it on the near side now for Carty, who dumps it in. And it's stick down there as it's rolling over into the deep into the Storm end. Played on the far side wall here. Tri-City back out to neutralize his Cotton. Cotton dumps in deep. Christopoulos out of his net to play it. Cotton first man there. Almost took it away from Christopoulos. Carty got it out to neutralize. He took a hit from Eastman. And now it's moved back in on side by the Storm. Cotton had a chance for it. Now on the far side, it's Lappin. Lappin to the center. Deflection. Save. Rebound loose. And Des Moines clears it out of the zone. It banks off the boards, rolling down into the Storm end. Cutler Martin picks it up as he's now out of the box. This is his first shift since returning from the fighting major. And he plays it out to neutral ice off a Storm player into the Des Moines end. Picked up now by the Buccaneers in their own zone. And it's kept in by the Storm. Eastman has a chance here. Eastman to the net with a shot. Save Christopoulos, and he made the save, and I thought he was going to cover up, but Cutler Martin with a shot deflected in front. Loose puck in front. Eastman in pursuit now on the near side corner, but Volton plays it ahead to his line mate here, and they move it out of the zone. Durante's started the play. Burry now out of the box as the puck is bouncing in the Storm end. Mingoya finds Trevor Moore. Moore on the near side. Moore in onside. Moore down low to the corner. Try to put it in front. Nobody there on his team. It's played around the near side. Kept in at the point by Mingoya. Mingoya makes one move. Gets around a check. Mingoya up top for Burry. Burry with a shot that gets deflected with a high stick by Des Moines. They don't want to touch up. Officials saying somebody has to touch up. Now Trevor Moore goes in. And they do whistle the high stick. Moore all of a sudden was saying, hey, I'll take the puck if you want it. But the tie stick was on Des Moines, so the faceoff. Oh, no, the tie stick was on the Storm, they say. So that's why the Storm didn't want to touch up. 4:28 remaining here in the second period. The faceoff comes down into the Storm end. We'll see Bonner, Moore, and Vecchione with Maller and Sestier when play resumes. Once again, 4:28 left in the second period. Faceoff now to the left of Quale and the Storm end. Storm with a 3-2 lead over Des Moines here in the Buccaneer Arena. Faceoff won by Des Moines. They have possession on the far side on the backboard. Bonner's all over his man. It's Wemmenborn who's down low. Wemmenborn behind the net. Plays it to the far side, Nong Lambert. Nong Lambert in the far side corner takes a hit. Continues with possession. 4:05 left in this period. It goes down low again. Sestier steals his man off. Now plays it on the far side to Trevor Moore. Moore. Outlet pass. Here comes Bonner through neutral line. Bonner finds Vecchione. Vecchione back to Bonner. A deflection that went wide of the net in Christopoulos, but picked up by Vecchione. Vecchione up top. His pass intercepted. Now here comes Des Moines. Burry's got a race back on defense. And the puck went loose into the corner. That was a shot came. And Quale made the save and hung on. Shot came there from the left circle as it came from Shiplow. And Quale hung on. 3:44 left in this second period. Big 3:44 here for both teams. Next goal will determine a lot here in this game. The Storm took the lead just under a minute into the game, and they've been ahead the whole time. But Des Moines scored the only goal here of the second period, and they only trail by one. Storm air the puck out to neutral ice. Picked up by Roll, but intercepted by Gomez. Gomez, shot, save Christopoulos. Rebound, couldn't clear. Cutler Martin with a shot, saved by Christopoulos. Christopoulos hangs on with 3:27 left to go in this second period. Storm with a 3-2 lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Two good shots there from both Gomez and then on the rebound, Cutler Martin there. From the inside of the left circle, Christopoulos was there with the chest save. It'll be Les Ferrance against Max Birkenbein on the faceoff here. Birkenbein wins it for Des Moines. Plays it around the near side wall, and it goes out to neutral ice. Rolling into the Storm end, Cutler Martin finds it. Martin plays it to Opperman. Opperman loses it in his skate and now actually finds it and gets free. Into neutral ice, Opperman goes. Rushing it ahead with Les Ferrance. In onside, Les Ferrance with a shot. Saved by Christopoulos. Les Ferrance in the top left corner picked out. And Christopoulos makes the save and hangs on once again. 3:06 remaining. Here in the second period of play from the Buccaneer Arena, Tri-City has a 3-2 lead. And the faceoff now for Jason Cotton against Birkenbein to the left of Christopoulos. Scrumford up the draw. Cotton had possession for a second now. Tried to play it up to the point to Mingoya, but the puck went out of the zone. Cotton scrambles back and gets to it. Cotton seeing a lot of back check from Carty. Cotton still holding on to it. Cotton off the boards. Gets sealed off as he came into neutral ice. And is picked up by Des Moines. Now back into the Storm end. It's picked up by Sestier. Sestier plays it around the near side. Long cross ice pass, and it's going to go for icing as Eastman could not get it to deflect it deep. 2:36 left here in the second period. Tri-City Storm have a 3-2 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Face off now to the right of Quale. Is won by the Storm cleanly. Sestier played it to Eastman. Eastman, nice pass over to Lappin to neutral ice. Lappin takes the hit but moves it into the Des Moines end. Roll picks it up near his own blue line. And now Des Moines will move forward. Pass was way ahead of their intended target. Mingoya takes possession, plays it back to Lappin. Lappin to Cotton. Cotton back to Lappin with a shot that was blocked. Rebound picked up by Bolton behind his own net. Bolton ahead and Des Moines out into neutral ice. Nice pass right on the stick of Thomas. Tried to make a move. And the Storm take the puck back into neutral ice. Now Des Moines comes back in again. Storms disrupt the play. Bank it off the near side glass out to neutral ice. Here comes Bonner. Bonner lost the puck. Trevor Moore was trying to pick it up. And Maller finds an open Bonner in onside. He gets taken down. Couldn't get a shot off. As Vecchione gives it back to Bonner. Bonner behind the net. Bonner looking in front. Shot save. Rebound was put wide. Trevor Moore had both of those shots. And now Vecchione has it. Back down to Moore. Moore to the center. Gets deflected away. Now on the near side wall, Trevor Moore. 1:33 left in the period. Moore loses the puck. It goes out of the zone here. Des Moines with the possession. And they have the puck. They dump it in deep. Tri-City Storm with a prime opportunity, and Christopoulos continues to be good here since coming in to replace Ellis, as Trevor Moore had a point-blank one-timer in front of the net. Christopoulos made the save. Now here's Des Moines. They have a rush. Behind the man, they shoot, and Quale makes the save. Rebound goes over the net. A breakaway it was, and Quale was there. Now it'll be an icing on the Storm as Trevor Moore couldn't touch up. Exactly 1 minute left here in this period, and Des Moines right now got to be kicking themselves. They've had a few opportunities to tie this game up. A bunch of odd man rushes and breakaway chances, and Justin Quale has either been there or they've missed the net or they've hit the post. The best chance they had, they hit the post on a one-timer that did beat Quale. 1 minute left to go here in this second period. Storm have a 3-2 lead, clinging to the lead here against Des Moines on the road. Faceoff won by the Storm. They get it out to neutral ice. Trevor Moore banked it out, and now it's in deep. Quale leaves it around for Maller. Maller takes a nice hit there from a Des Moines player, and it goes deep to the front, taken away by Trevor Moore, and he chips it out to neutralize. 40 seconds left in the period. Both teams really just trying to get out of this period here, as the next goal will determine a lot in this game. Des Moines dumps it in deep. It's going to be an icing all the way from their own side of the red line. Icing is the call. 30 seconds left here in the second period. Tri-City with a 3-2 lead here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Face-off to the right of Christopoulos in the Des Moines zone is going to be taken by Jack Jenkins against Ryan McMurphy. Both players wearing number 9. Face-off won by Jenkins for Des Moines. They played around the far side wall, and it's out of the zone. And here they come with a rush the other way. Jenkins carries the puck in. Backhand pass was blocked away, and here comes the Storm the other way. Tri-City, nice little move there. But now taking off the puck, Mingoya went around one player, but it was taken out by the second guy. 10 seconds left in the period. Des Moines with it in their own end. Out to neutralize. Cutler Martin intercepts it. 5 seconds left in the period. Martin down the far side. To the net. Shot. Save. Christopoulos. Rebound. Loose. They score. The Storm score. It's Linnell who puts it in. The referee says it's a goal. And there's no time left on the clock. I don't know if they can review this or not. The official is pointing that the goal is good. Linnell was the man in the crease who batted it home past Christopoulos. There's going to be an argument here from Des Moines. They're saying the period is over, and the Storm are celebrating. Holy mackerel, at 19:59, the Storm get one. And they rule it a goal, a big break for Tri-City. I think it was Jared Linnell that scored this goal. It was a big scrum in front. Give a huge credit to Cutler Martin there, who played the puck in. He intercepts the puck in neutral ice, and he moves it in and just goes straight to the net. He went far side, all the way in the corner. He just threw one in front. It was a bouncing puck that Christopoulos couldn't get a hold of. And Jared Linnell, I believe, is the man that got his stick on it to put it home. The Tri-City Storm have a 4-2 lead at the end of two periods of play, and that is exactly the way they wanted to end that second period. I said the next goal would be a big one, and that is a huge one as time expires. In the second period at 19:59, in the last second, Jared Linnell finds the back of the net. Cutler Martin makes the play, and the Storm have a 4-2 lead after two periods of play. We'll be back to talk about it when we come back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hey, Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save. Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Tri-City Storm ahead 4-2 over the Des Moines Buccaneers after two periods of play. And what an ending to that second period. The Storm get a goal in the final second, and it will stand. And I still have not gotten confirmation from anybody in the arena, but I'm going to say it was Jared Linnell. I thought I saw him. It came right in front of me. One of the times when this advantage is to me when I'm here in the corner here right behind the Des Moines net, and I thought I saw Linnell poking home. So the Storm have a 4-2 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers after two periods of play. And we've seen this before, those late goals going into a period or at the beginning of the first minute or the last minute of a period can really change the game. And the Storm have been doing that all night. Three of their four goals have either been in the first minute of a period or the last minute of a period. Lapin scored 57 seconds into the game. Then Trevor Moore scored with 22 seconds left in the first period. And at the end of the second period, in the final second, the Storm get a goal, and they lead 4-2 over the Des Moines Buccaneers. It's got to be a big momentum change over both teams because Des Moines had a few chances to tie that game. They got an earlier goal from Ali Thomas on the power play. Assist went to Tanner Carty at 2:47. They got an earlier goal, and they were really threatening to tie this game, and the Storm pick up that goal. They now have a two-goal advantage, a 21-19 advantage in shots on goal. They were outshot by Des Moines 9-7 in the second period there. And then there's the penalty. And the Storm, all of a sudden, have decided to be a physical team all season. They were a team that really decided to avoid a ton of physical contact, not a lot of fighting going on. And all of a sudden, in the last week, this team has seen all kinds of guys drop the gloves. And I'm talking about guys who don't usually drop the gloves either. Tonight we saw two players for the Storm drop the gloves for their first time. In their last game, we saw two guys drop the gloves for their first time. And we saw Maller drop his gloves on Saturday night against Sioux City. I mean, it has just been a complete culture change for the Storm as to fighting. And look, I'm not saying that fighting is necessary for you to win. I think it can be exciting. I think it can change the momentum. And the Tri-City Storm are learning how to do it here late in the season, as we've seen fights tonight now from three players. Joel Lesperance went with Tyler Duranis at 3:10 of the second period. Cutler Martin took an interference penalty and then dropped the gloves with Roman Yuchin. And Martin is a guy who I think a lot of people around the team has been waiting to drop the gloves because he is a strong kid. And he unloaded on Yuchin as they went to the ground with a few big shots. And then Burry, after a whistle around his own net, was protecting his goaltender, Quale, and he dropped the gloves with Seth Adams. They call it a roughing double minor because it happened after the play. But Burry, I mean, he was giving Adams some shots, and Adam was getting them back. Burry's got to be a tough guy to fight against because he's so big, 6'4". And the Storm get that physicality that they really, a lot of people would say that they were lacking all season. And all of a sudden have a 4-2 lead on Des Moines. And we are here in the second intermission report sponsored by Central Hydraulics. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And once again, the goals in that period here for Des Moines, it was Allie Thomas that scored on the power play at 2:47 from Tanner Carty. The Storm goal still has not been confirmed yet, but it is on the board here in the arena, and they're going to count it. It'll be the goal from, I think it's going to be from Jared Linnell. I know the time was at 19:59 here in the second period, and what a big goal for the Storm. Heading into this third period, they have the momentum, and this team really banding together here at the right time. They got 20 more minutes of hockey that they got to play here in Des Moines, and they'll get a week off as they will don't have a game tomorrow. They don't have a game on Sunday. They don't have any weekday games. They will play in Lincoln at the Icebox next week, a week from tonight, and the Storm need that week to prepare because they have not defeated the Stars at all this season. They've gotten very close. All the games have been very close with the Stars. I believe, actually, every game has been a one-goal game, if I'm not mistaken. But the Storm have not come out victorious. They've gotten 2 points from Lincoln, but both have been overtime or shootout losses. So it is really going to be big for the Storm to try to get a win tonight and then carry it over into Lincoln because they're catching up to Lincoln. They're trying to catch up to Lincoln. That's the team they're catching here, Lincoln, in fourth place in the USHL Western Conference standings. We're going to take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, but first we want to remind you that Sandler makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And when we come back, we'll get you your Valentino's, answer your trivia question of the night, as well as the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and
the point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
One, two, three, four! The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
After two periods of play, the Tri-City Storm have a 4-2 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers here in Des Moines, Iowa. Tri-City, they do give the goal to Jared Linnell, unassisted, 19:59. That is confirmed. It is a 4-2 hockey game here, headed to the third period in just a few minutes. Now it's time to check the Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. And we've got some scores from around the USHL to report. The Dubuque Fighting Saints defeated the Indiana Ice 4-0. That is a final in Indiana. Dubuque continues to roll. Got to be the consensus best team in the league from wire to wire at this point. They have been pretty much unstoppable, and they are the number one team in the Eastern Conference. Youngstown and Muskegon are now in overtime in Muskegon, a good Eastern Conference battle there. In Muskegon, just underway in overtime, the Youngstown Phantoms and Muskegon Lumberjacks tied 4-4. Chicago leads Cedar Rapids 3-0 here in the second period. Chicago, once again, 3-0 lead over Cedar Rapids. 2 minutes left in the second period, that game in Cedar Rapids. Sioux Falls has taken a 3-1 lead on the Lincoln Stars in the second intermission. That's great news for Storm fans. Storm with a two-goal lead, Lincoln with a two-goal deficit. Goals for Victor Bjorking and Tony Calderon for Sioux Falls. They lead 3-1 over Lincoln. Storm got to be happy to see that score as they're trying to catch Lincoln. Green Bay is taking a 4-3 lead over the Waterloo Blackhawks late in the second period. Two goals in the second for Green Bay. They have a 4-3 lead over Waterloo. Waterloo goals scored by who else? Justin Kluse, Taylor Camerata, and Mike Honnebrinker. But for Green Bay, they now have a 4-3 lead over Waterloo, and that's a big chance there for the Gamblers, who have been a very good team here in the second half. Minute left in the second period in that one. And Omaha has a 2-1 lead over the Fargo Force in Fargo. Now make that 3-1, as they just got a goal from Robbie Belargeon on the power play. 3-1, Omaha in Fargo. Fargo, a place where the Storm did not win all season. They have one more game with the Force this season. That's coming up next weekend. It's also going to be the Storm movie night, as it will be the Mighty Ducks-themed game here on Saturday night at the Viero Event Center. Get your tickets now at stormhockey.com, as well as the Viero Event Center box office. And if you want to win your tickets to the game, well, now's your chance here, as we had the Valentino's quick trivia question. Valentino's eat-in, carry-out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. We've got something for everyone. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salad. Valentino's has what you like. And we'll see if any people got the question correctly. Unfortunately, none. Tonight's question was, it's the 1st of February, turning over to a new month. Which Storm players were born in February? The correct answer would be Jason Cotton, who was born on February 7th, along with Garrett Gomez, who was born on February 17th, and Michael Vecchione, born on February 25th. Birthdays keep on rolling here for the Tri-City Storm. No correct answers to that one. However, you'll have another chance to win tickets to that game when the Storm are in Lincoln a week from tonight. Get your tickets for what should be a great event, movie night at the Viero Event Center. Should be very fun. I'm looking forward to it. Got my Mighty Ducks jersey. Haven't decided whether to go with Charlie Conway or Fulton Reed, or I can even bring out the Paul Kariya old school Mighty Ducks jersey. Either way, I'll have my jersey on for that one. Movie night at the Viero Event Center on February 9th. Make sure to get your tickets now. We will take a break here and come back with the start of the third period here from Des Moines, the Tri-City Storm with a 4-2 lead over the Buccaneers right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The music you love. The Times You Remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Ever wish your aging parents lived a little closer? Somewhere where you could be more a part of their life and they of yours? Somewhere where they wouldn't have a house to take care of? Somewhere where they could make a lot of new friends and have more freedom to do what they want? A place where they can have the active lifestyle that they've always wanted. That's what senior living is like at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Give us a call, 402-463-3181, for a free brochure, 5 Things to Consider When Talking to Your Parents About Moving.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5.
Tri-City Storm can take a 4-2 lead here, headed into the third period with the Des Moines Buccaneers. It should be a good one here. Thanks for tuning in on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Tri-City in desperate need of some points to try to get back into this playoff race. If things hold steady right now, the Storm will be 7 points out of a playoff spot at the end of tonight. As the Storm have a 4-2 lead, Lincoln is trailing. The Sioux Falls Stampede. Storm now back on the ice. They will go from right to left on your radio dial here in the final period. Des Moines will go from left to right, and the Storm got to play a real big 20 minutes here and come out with 2 points. They know what they need to do here. They got to execute in the final 20. As the Storm are ready to go, Moore, Bonner, Vecchione, Maller, and Martin on the ice. Here to start the period with Quale in net, Billy Christopoulos came in after one period in net for Des Moines and played a good second period but allowed a goal with just 1 second left in that second period to Jared Linnell. And that's really the difference right now. Storm have a 4-2 lead. He's just underway here in the third and final period. Des Moines now with possession of the puck. They dump in deep to the Storm end. Played around the far side. And it's picked up by the Buccaneers. Down low goes to Nong Lambert. He's hit by Maller. Nong Lambert makes the move. Now it's moved over for a shot on Quale by Nong Lambert. Quale makes the save with the right pass. Played over in the corner. And Moore ahead to Vecchione. It was stolen away for a second. Now batted back in the Storm end. Cutler Martin picks it up. Martin, who is the catalyst on that final goal, driving the puck to the net in the final second, gives it to Maller. Maller finds Vecchione through neutral ice. Vecchione left it for Moore. Moore with a shot that went wide of the net. Bonner with a turnaround shot was blocked. Down low, Trevor Moore. To the center, was deflected wide. Sincere tries to pinch in and keep it in. He couldn't. And now here comes Des Moines on a rush. Vecchione's playing defense, and he is able to take the puck away. Now a chance in front of the net as it popped over the net. Another one-timer was whiffed on, and now Vecchione picks up the puck. He finds Trevor Moore. Moore gets to the red line, dumps in deep as that line needed a change. And it's picked up by Des Moines now. Buccaneers with the puck. They take it out of the zone, dump back in by Maller. And the Storm tagged up, and now on the near side, it's Des Moines with the puck. Again stopped as they came out of the zone. But now the Buccaneers have the puck a third time. They do get out of the zone this time at neutral ice. In onside. In move there to the net. Quale makes the save on Jenkins. And now it's picked up by L'Esperance. L'Esperance banks it on the far side. And Opperman has it neutral ice. Opperman makes the move, gets in onside. Shot on net. Christopoulos makes the save. Lesperance keeps it in on the near side wall, down Opperman in the corner. Opperman moves it over to the far side wall. Mingoya's in deep. Mingoya playing forward here on this shift as Des Moines coming out of their own zone now back to the red line, and they dump it in deep. Quale out of his net, chips it away from an incoming attacker, and now it's back down low onto the near side corner, picked up by Burry. Burry trying to play ahead for Linnell, and Linnell trying to do work here at the top of the zone, trying to get it out of the zone. It's kept in by Des Moines. They bank it off the backboards. Down low it goes for Sasir. Sasir finds Linnell. Linnell makes a nice little move to find some space and lifts it into the neutral ice. Gomez dumps it in deep. Storm can go off on a defensive change as Gomez goes in and attacks. Linnell kept it in for a second. Now here comes Des Moines with a 2-on-2. Buccaneers with a 2-on-2 down the near side. Martin is there. He holds his man in. And Callen with a chance up top for a shot that went wide. Gomez on the rebound, poked it away, and here comes Cotton. Cotton on the far side, dumps it in deep. It goes back down low, and Christopoulos plays it to Thomas now on the far side corner. And Des Moines with the puck in their own zone now as Roll has it behind his own net. 3 minutes into the third period, Tri-City Storm ahead 4-2 right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Buccaneers with the puck now as Bolton played it back to his own man there at the blue line. He skated to the red line, dumped in deep to the Storm end. Burry plays it around the near side wall. Nice pass there. Cotton had it for a second. Now it's banked towards the center. And Burry, nice job again, putting it on the side to Lappin. Lappin back out to neutralize. Storm trying to get a line change here as Linnell went off. And now a shot from Des Moines right in on Quale from the neutral ice. And Sasir plays the puck over to Burry. Storm with possession now. Burry in a neutral ice. Found Lappin. Lappin's pass was blocked. Des Moines came back in on side, but Sasir took it away, and now Burry has it. Burry ahead to Eastman. Eastman in neutral ice. Nice cross-ice pass, but it was intended for Lappin to take it away. Now here comes McMurphy. McMurphy in. Tried to split the D. He was taken away. Another chance there for Lappin. Puck picked up by Des Moines. And they moved into the Storm end. They got a rush here. They come with four players. Storm finishing up a line change. And the puck goes deep. Down low onto the backboard. Storm trying to pick it up now. It's McMurphy. McMurphy with some room. Nice pass over to Vecchione on the far side. But it skipped under his stick. Nice. At least Vecchione had a lot of room there. As Des Moines comes back in onside. Now stopped by Cutler-Martin. Vecchione trying to play it off the far side. And Maller does a good job defensively steering Jenkins into the corner. And Bonner has it. Bonner skates back out to neutral ice. Bonner to the center. Bonner in onside. Bonner on the left side. Shot glove there by Christopoulos. And held on to with 15:27 remaining in this game. Tri-City Storm with a 4-2 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Storm really were picked up by a late goal by Jared Linnell. Here late in the second period, so late that the time had run out by the time that puck went in. And they did count the goal as Des Moines now with the puck off the faceoff, moving up the ice. Shot, save, Quale, loose puck, and Vecchione bats it out into the netting. Faceoff will probably stay into the Storm end here. Quale, a little trouble with that shot as Des Moines really transitioned quick. Josh Howgie talked about that in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before this one, how Des Moines really is a quick transitioning team, but it leaves them vulnerable defensively, and this team is going to try to take notice of that and attack it when they can. Faceoff now in the Storm end. Storm have the puck as Trevor Moore batted it out to neutralize. Now a rolling puck over to Bonner. Tried to dump it in deep. It was blocked down by Des Moines, but a pass that got deflected over to Cutler-Martin, and now Maller for Mingoya, and Cutler-Martin will race up the ice. Martin at the blue line. Shot was deflected. Now down low, Carty picks it up. Carty moves it to Cockerill behind his own net. Cockerill plays it ahead. Lesperance on the forecheck takes it away. Mingoya to the center to try to find Opperman. It's intercepted by Des Moines. Now here they come on the race in onside. They dump it in deep. Maller, nice job defensively getting back. There's a scrum for it. And it's played up. And a big one-timer opportunity there for Carty. Just went through his legs. He's upset. Actually, that wasn't Carty, that was Seth Adams. Banged his stick in frustration. Now Adams has the puck. Moving out, cross-ice pass. Des Moines in onside in the Storm end. Sasir all over the attacking player, and Burry's in the corner here. Couldn't get to the puck. Adams tied up by Lesperance. Lesperance with a great tie-up there on the near side wall. And Adams gets free. Nice hit now by Burry. Burry trying to take the puck and reverse it the other way in the corner. Long scrum here in the Storm, and Burry really smashing his man Birkenbein up into the wall. Still trying to move the puck here. Birkenbein lost it, and now Adams down low to Carty, and Les Bronze is on him. Just in the corner, really battling in the trenches now. Puck comes free for Burry, up to Opperman. Opperman's pass deflected. Storm can't get it out of the zone. Garrett Gomez at the top couldn't get it out. Now a chance for Des Moines. They shoot and score. It's Tanner Carty who scores the goal. It's a 4-3 game with 13:24 left in this one. And that is hard work by the Buccaneers. That is a hard-working goal. They played in the Storm end for over a minute on the backboard, battling with some of the biggest Storm players, Lesperance, Burry, winning battles, and they came in front and finally got a one-timer that beat Quale. Not Quale's fault whatsoever there. Storm could not clear their own zone, and they get taken advantage of here by Des Moines. It is a 4-3 game, 13:24 left in this game. Des Moines wins the faceoff with the momentum back on their side now. Storm need another one as it's a one-goal game. Puck was moved in deep into the Storm end, but Cutler-Martin took it away and plays it to Lappin on the far side. Finds Eastman, who touches up and gets it deep. Des Moines going to pick it up in their own end. Nice job by the Storm there. Almost got a steal. But now here come the Buccaneers back in on side. Bolton, cross-ice pass. Here comes a shot that just missed the left side of the net. And a big shot there. Rebound goes all the way down to the Des Moines end. Quale left some room open on the left side. And it puck just missed the net. 12:45 left in this game now as the puck gets cleared all the way deep into the Storm end. Quale has it. Plays it on the near side of Linnell. Linnell couldn't connect with the pass. Now Cockerill plays it back. Nice job by Gomez there on the forecheck. Took it away for a second, but now Des Moines with the puck. And now loose puck in neutral ice as Gomez picks it up, and Gomez moves in onside. Leaves it for Linnell. Linnell couldn't take it away. Here comes Des Moines. It's a big rush the other way. Down the near side. Nice job by Cecere. Takes his man down. And the rebound there picked up by Des Moines. They get a chance out in front. Cockerill backhands it towards the net. Cecere plays it away. Cecere over to Gomez on the far side. Gomez dumps it in deep. That's what the Storm needed. Finish up a line change. Try to get the forecheck going. Linnell in on the forecheck. He had a chance to take it away. He lost the puck now. Linnell with some help from Cotton. Puck comes free. Vecchione steps up, but he couldn't get to the puck. And now it's Des Moines. Buccaneers back out to neutral ice. They dump it in deep. Quale sticks it down, plays it on the near side. Maller slapped at it, and it's picked up by the Storm. Linnell. Linnell played it ahead, too far in front of his intended target, and Roll has to get it for Buccaneers all the way down in their own zone. 11:35 left to go in this game. Storm have a 4-3 lead. Mingoya had a chance in neutral ice. It was taken away by a second. Maller banks it off the far side wall in the Storm end. Large scrum for the puck. Comes away to Vecchione. Vecchione trying to move through neutral ice. He dumps it in deep. Gets taken off the puck. Roll has it now behind his own net. Seeing a lot of pressure from Bonner. But Roll keeps it on his stick. Now in neutral ice. Storm take it away. And Trevor Moore, right in front of the red line, dumps in deep. 11 minutes left to go in this game. Tri-City with a 4-3 lead over Des Moines. They had a 4-2 lead at the beginning of the period. Des Moines recently scored to make it 4-3. And now it's Moore in front. Score! Garrett Gomez puts the Storm back on top 5-3 from a pass from Trevor Moore. Moore on the backboard just put it in front, and it was perfect timing for Gomez, who was skating in from the right circle, and Gomez beats Christopoulos. It's a 5-3 hockey game, Tri-City Storm, in front of the Des Moines Buccaneers, and Garrett Gomez, who hasn't scored in a few weeks, with a big one, gives the Storm a 5-3 lead. They retake that two-goal lead. And every time Des Moines has responded, the Storm have come back with a big goal. They have had the lead for this entire game, scored 57 seconds in, and have not surrendered that lead. They need now lead 5-3. Still a lot of time left in this game. Des Moines off the faceoff. Quick shot from Birkenbein. Quale makes the save, and a player in front got hit by Burry, and we may see a penalty here. Carty is holding his nose, maybe a little bit of acting here, as Burry has been physical in front of his own net, defending Justin Quale. I'm not sure if there's penalties coming. Fans in front of the net here are upset, as there's a good acting job put on by Carty. There was a shove after the whistle on Burry. And you know what? You got to like this guy, Burry, if you're a Storm fan. I mean, he protects the front of the net. Now Opperman skates over to the... Opperman is in the box for the Storm. It's a 5-3 hockey game here. The Storm got a goal a few minutes ago from Garrett Gomez after Des Moines got a goal from Tanner Carty. Carty made it 4-3. Gomez makes it 5-3. And it looks like we'll have penalties possibly to both sides. Opperman in the box for Tri-City. No time is up on the board. We had a media timeout. Now they do throw two on the board. The Storm will be shorthanded. Storm in this game, by the way, has yet to have a power play opportunity. There was no penalties in the first period. In the second period, there was two opportunities. Maller went for holding and Cutler Martin went for interference. Another opportunity here for Des Moines. Right off the faceoff, they go to the net. Thomas behind the net now. Cutler Martin all over him. Down low. Carty in the corner. Power play for Des Moines. Cutler Martin takes down Thomas. Picked up by Des Moines, though, on the loose puck. A lot of fighting going on for the puck. I should say battling, not actual fighting. As Des Moines has the puck now back down low, doing hard work here in the Storm. And once again, up top, a shot goes wide. Rebound. McMurphy couldn't chip it out. Down low it goes. To Sear against Thomas, picked up by Carty with a shot that was blocked and into the netting by the Storm. Nice job by the Storm defense there to get the block and now a stoppage of play. 1:22 left to go in the penalty. Looks like it's whistled to Grant Opperman. Could have sworn it might have been the big Slovakian Richard Burry in front. Ooh, they call the penalty on Quale, and Opperman is serving it. So Quale got a rough penalty. They say Quale pushed the guy in front. Maybe he initiated the whole thing. As now Des Moines with possession, Wemmenborn down low. Wemmenborn banks it off the boards, up top for a shot that was blocked by Lappin. Rebound, Vecchione gloves it all the way down. Vecchione just slaps it with the glove all the way down the ice. Nice job there by Mike Vecchione. 1 minute left in the Des Moines power play. 9:45 left in this game. Tri-City with a 5-3 lead. Nice hit there by Mingoya on Wemmenborn. But it's kept in the zone by Des Moines. Another hit by Mingoya on Wemmenborn. Into the near side corner. Maller. His man loses an edge. And the clearing attempt is golden for the Storm all the way down. 40 seconds left in the penalty being served by Opperman. Quale took the penalty for roughing. Des Moines racing up the ice at the red line, in onside, down low, chance in front, cross ice pass, nobody on the other side, as it's played up to the left point, fake on a shot, now down low to Nong Lambert in the left circle, lost it to Burry clears it around, loose puck, batted by Bonner, but not out of the zone, shot blocked there by Bonner, loose puck, Storm trying to clear, 10 seconds left in the penalty, they shoot it to the net, it's loose in front, Quale makes the save. What presence by Justin Quale. A really tough shot. It was a deflection from the left side. Quale saw it deflect a few times, kept his positioning, and then found the puck in the crease to cover up. 6 seconds left here in the penalty to Quale himself, trying to kill out his own penalty. 8:52 left in this game. Storm in the two-goal lead. It's a 5-3 game. Jason Cotton taking the faceoff here, trying to finish up this penalty kill. 6 seconds left. Faceoff, won by Des Moines. They have it on the left point. Over into the corner. Now on the right point. Shot went wide of the net. We're back to even strength. Here comes Opperman out of the box. Storm with a chance. Opperman over to Cotton. Cotton on the left side. In onside. Cotton back to Opperman with a shot, and he scores! Grant Opperman right out of the box from Jason Cotton. It's a 6-3 hockey game. Storm in control. 8:36 left to go here in the game, and the Tri-City Storm, a big momentum shift. They score a goal from Gomez, and then after a penalty to their netminder, Justin Quale, Grant Opperman serves the penalty, comes out of the box, and a great wrist shot. Beats Christopoulos, Opperman in the top right corner. It's a 6-3 hockey game. Big shot by Opperman there. Jason Cotton started the rush, and he came in onside and left it for Opperman. And Opperman put it home. It's a 6-3 game here in favor of the Tri-City Storm. 8:30 left to go in this one. Storm in control as they have the puck now in neutral ice. Lappin couldn't get it in deep. Des Moines now has the possession. Back into neutral ice. It's dumped into the Storm end. Mingoya racing back for it. Linnell has it. Cross-ice pass out of Cutler. Martin Stickmangoy, by the way, this shift, he's a defenseman. He's been all over the ice on both sides of the puck. And now Des Moines has possession. They lose the puck in their own end. Lesperos with a shot. Saved by Christopoulos. Oh, Linnell with a perfect opportunity gave it over to Lesperos. He just wanted to get a quick shot on net on the left circle. Des Moines defenseman just lost an edge, lost the puck. Storm had a good opportunity there. Got a good shot on net. 7:57 left in this game. It's 6-3 in favor of Tri-City. Faceoff now to the right of Christopoulos. Bonner on the faceoff for Tri-City. And it's won by Des Moines on the near side wall. Loose puck. Des Moines has the puck. Now back out to neutral ice. Storm break it up. Here comes Trevor Moore. Moore with a quick shot deflected wide of the net. Christopoulos sticks it behind to Cockerill. Now played on the near side. Sestier keeps it in. Sestier had it for a second. Lost the puck now out to neutral ice. Burry with a big hit there. And here comes Trevor Moore. Moore lifts it out to neutral ice. Vecchione chasing, but first man there will be Cockerill. 7:30 left to go in this game. Des Moines trailing 6-3 to the Storm. As the Buccaneers have the puck, they move in onside, throw a shot wide of the net, off the board, rebound over to Thomas. Thomas trying to get it down low. Burry chips it out of the zone. Goes all the way down. We may see an icing here. It will be whistled on the Storm. 7 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in this game from the Buccaneer Arena. Tri-City Storm have taken a 6-3 advantage. Des Moines made it 4-3 early in the period with a goal by Tanner Carty at 6:36. But the Storm have since scored two goals and have taken a 3-2 the three-goal lead, 6-3. Storm win the faceoff. Richard Burry, fantastic play carrying behind his own net. And then Cutler Martin aired it out to neutral ice. Mingoya was chasing the puck. It squirted back to Burry. Burry brings it in onside with a rocket of a shot that went wide. Rebound far over to McMurphy, keeps it in. Down low it goes. McMurphy will go chase. Played around the near side and out to Maller. Maller has it. Dumps it back in on net. Christopoulos makes the save. And it's played on the far side. Mingoya wrestled his man into the board. Here come the Buccaneers with a rush up the ice. Des Moines in onside on the right side to the center. Nice job by Maller, not allowing Wembenborn to get that centering pass. And it'll be Cutler Martin playing around the far side. Chips it ahead for Mingoya. Mingoya, nice outlet pass to Eastman. Eastman touched it up. Lost it for a second, now got it back. Eastman not in any rush. Lets his team change. Try to find Cotton, who was taken away by Des Moines. And here come the Buccaneers, but a pass too far in front of the intended recipient. It goes back to Sestier. Gomez tried a cross-ice pass taken back by Des Moines. Now on the near side wall, Sestier. Sestier gets a puck in the face. Seems to be okay there. I don't know. He put his glove over his face, but he's continuing to play as if nothing happened, so I think he's okay. Sestier, as you may remember, from this area, West Des Moines native. Played a lot in this rink growing up. As Des Moines has the puck now in neutral ice, but pass went too far in front, and now Sestier has it back on his stick in the Storm end. 5:35 left in this game. Linnell dumps it in deep. Behind Christopoulos it goes. Played by the Buccaneers. Storm finishing a line change now. As Adams has it, cross-ice pass. Finds Carty. Carty in onside. Tries a cross-ice pass. Maller deflected it to the center, and Martin played it back over. Now a shot, and it was blocked by the Storm. Rebound goes behind the net. Cotton now on the backboard. Picked up an assist in this one tonight. As Adams has it. Adams to the center. Alone in front was Carty, but he couldn't pick it up. Now Carty behind the net. Back up top. And Carty lost it. Maller banks it off the sideboard. And out of the zone it goes. Linnell racing for it. Cockerill keeps it out for a second. Now Cockerill gets it back. Under 5 minutes left to go in this game. Storm leading 6-3. Sestier with it now in the Storm end. Passes over to Burry on the far side. Burry back to Sestier. Sestier ahead. It's touched up by Lappin. Couldn't get it in deep. Back to Sestier it goes. Sestier, cross-ice pass this time with no Storm player on the other side. And now here comes Des Moines as they had intercepted that go deep. Chance in front. A big shot from the point. Blocked in front. Quale finds it through traffic and covers up. Justin Quale continuing to excel here in this third period when there's been traffic in front of him. Des Moines has scored one goal in each of the three periods. Storm, with two here in the third, have a 6-3 lead with 4:23 left in this game. Faceoff is to the right of Quale. Quale needs to adjust his equipment. We get a quick break for that. Now he's got his pads back on, and he's ready to go. Faceoff between L'Esperance for the Storm, as well as Bolton for Des Moines. L'Esperance wins it, and he gets it out of the zone. Racing forward is Opperman and Lappin with a 2-on-1. Lappin to the center. Pass was blocked. Lappin to the center again on a second attempt. Taken away by Des Moines. Here come the Buccaneers. Down the near side. And in onside was Bolton. It's dumped in deep. And Quale leaves it for Maller. Maller with a lot of time. Des Moines makes the line change. Maller ahead for Opperman. Opperman in onside. Dumps it deep. Back there to play it now. On the near side wall is Des Moines. They skated out in a neutral ice. Stopped at the line and offside. Here, Wemmenborn was way offside. Nong Lambert brought it in. 3:41 remaining in this game. Storm with a 6-3 lead. In control of this one here. Without a power play opportunity all night, may I add. Storm 0-0. This is a Des Moines team that takes a lot of penalty minutes, and there's been penalties, a couple fights in this game. But the Storm, no power play opportunities. Really a statement here without being in an advantage at all this game. To have a 6-3 lead, scoring six goals, all of them even strength goals. Now Des Moines is going to get whistled for an icing here as they cleared it all the way down to the Storm end. Just 3:22 left in this game. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff. As we see a shift here of Mingoia playing forward. McMurphy, Mingoia, and Eastman, along with Sasir and Burry. And again, Tri-City Storm took the lead in this game. It was 57 seconds in. And Mingoia with a shot. And Christopoulos, a little trouble with it, but he hangs on. 3:19 left in the game now. And like I said, really just the Tri-City Storm coming out, taking a lead 57 seconds in, and have not lost it since. As it was Tim Lappin who scored for McMurphy, and Kyle Eastman gets an assist on that 2-on-1. By the way, Cutler Martin also tonight has two assists, I believe. As the faceoff won by Des Moines, now they have it past the red line, and they dump it in deep to the Storm end. Played on the near side corner by Marnell, and he lost it to Mingoia, who leaves it for McMurphy. McMurphy just dumps it deep. Christopoulos plays it. Christopoulos tried to give it around the near side, and he did beat Mingoia with that pass. Now Buccaneers come away with it again. Des Moines in onside. Nice little move there, but nice. Didn't fool Dylan Maller. Marnell lost it to Maller. Maller clears it around to the far side for Mingoia. Mingoia to the center, and McMurphy clears it all the way down. It could be an icing, but it's a slow roller, and they will whistle icing on the Storm. 2:33 left in this game. Tri-City still with a 6-3 advantage. Goals, once again, we'll go over the scoring summary. Lappin from McMurphy and Eastman. Mingoia from Martin. Moore from Vecchione and Bonner. Linnell unassisted right now. Gomez from Moore and Bonner. Opperman from Cotton and Gomez. A lot of Tri-City players on the board here tonight in a 6-3 game right now with 2:30 left to go. Des Moines with a face-off win. Quick shot was deflected over the net. Maller plays it around the near side board. Take a weird bounce off the glass. And now it's down low. They throw it in front. It was blocked. As Cockerill's in deep there. Now another shot went clear through and wide. As Cockerill finds into the center. Shot blocked there by McMurphy. Eastman tries to glove it out, and he does. Des Moines with the puck. 2 minutes left in this game. They come back in onside. Down three goals. Cross-ice pass to the far side. Carty. Down low it goes for Adams. He hits Bonner. Fight for the puck now. As Birkenbein is there. To the center. Quale trying to hop on top. Referees blow the whistle, and Maller with after the whistle gets entangled with a few Des Moines players. Few players pushing and shoving. Adams was going with Maller there. Adams tried to drop his gloves. Maller did not. And there's 1:49 left in this game. Adams looks like he is done for the night. Maller is at the Storm bench. He was the one who got tangled up, but he did not start that as Adams was taken off the ice. The Storm will get their first power play of the game. So it's a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. So the Tri-City Storm with a two-minute power play and less than 2 minutes left in this game, and they'll be content to wind the clock down here. As they have a 6-3 lead, they had the puck there at the right part of the zone. It came out of the zone. As Maller sees a lot of pressure and finds Cutler Martin in his own net, in his own zone. Martin now behind his own net with 1:30 left to go in this game. Storm with a 3-goal advantage and a power play. Martin ahead to Maller. Maller near the red line. Stop there. Try to play to Eastman, who sees the power play time here. Maller again to Eastman. In onside. Eastman down the right side. Makes a toe drag move. So it's the center, McMurphy, with a shot. Rebound and saved by Christopoulos. McMurphy, Eastman, and Cotton with an opportunity to see power play time with a 3-goal lead late in the game. 1:13 left in this game. 1:24 left in that power play. So the Storm will have the advantage for the remainder of this game. As we see Richard Burry come out to play some power play time. Martin on the bench. Des Moines wins the faceoff around the near side. Sassier got taken down, and now Des Moines has it in neutral ice. Buccaneers come in on side of the Storm end. Storm trying to break up a play here as Nong Lambert had it. McMurphy all over him. Down low on the backboard, Sassier with a nice hit there on Bolton. Burry picks up the puck. Under a minute left in the game, Burry racing up the ice. Burry past the blue line. Burry in deep, tried to pass it to the center. It was deflected away. Out of the zone it goes. Sassier picks it up in neutral ice. Over to Cotton. With 40 seconds left in the game. Cotton back in on side. Cotton holding at the top of the left circle. Cotton down low. Big hit there. Two players. Look like Cockerell and Eastman. Storm with the puck now. Cutler Martin with a shot. Deflected in front. Shot from Lappin went over the net. Rebound for Cotton. 20 seconds left in the game. Cotton up top to Cutler Martin. Martin banks it off the near side boards. Picked up by Des Moines. They clear it all the way down. With just 10 seconds left, Storm in control, 3-goal lead. Here is the last couple seconds tick off. It will be a 6-3 final and a really solid performance for the Tri-City Storm in the last game before the trading deadline. Storm have not made any trades this season, and this player has just made a case to keep this team together, saying, hey, we can be successful. And they got a 6-3 win. They didn't trail at any point in the game. They got an early goal 57 seconds in from Tim Lappin, and they are now 3-0 this season against the Des Moines Buccaneers. Josh Howgie, you'll hear from him in the Old Chicago postgame show. Got to be satisfied with his team's effort in this one. And Justin Quale picks up yet another victory in goal, the young goaltender for the Storm, getting to see some time and getting some wins. Here is the Storm have a two-game winning streak, have won three out of their last four since their disappointing trip to Fargo a few weeks ago. And they will be looking at two big games next week. One at Lincoln on Friday and one at home against the Fargo Force on Saturday, February 9th. We'll take a quick break. Come back with your Old Chicago postgame show. Storm wins 6-3. We'll be back to talk about it in just a few moments here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Okay. Scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Storm fans, you can now bring the exciting action of Storm hockey to Tri-City area charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
It's time for the Old Chicago post-game report on the Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the Old Chicago post-game show, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm get a 6-3 win here in Des Moines, defeating the Buccaneers for the third time this season. Tri-City really led from wire to wire here, getting an early goal and never looking back. Welcome inside to the Old Chicago postgame show here in Des Moines. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the game. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Well, Tri-City Storm once again here tonight with a very nice performance. They took the lead early. They scored goals in each of the three periods. They got good, solid play from Justin Quale in net. And really just an all-around dominant performance here. Three goals in the first period set the tone. Tim Lappin scored 57 seconds into the game in a two-on-one. Took a pass from Ryan McMurphy and beat goaltender at the time, Nick Ellis. Ellis, after letting up those three goals in the first, was replaced by Christopoulos, who looked better, but Storm scored three goals on both Des Moines goaltenders here tonight, as Lappin scored the first one 57 seconds in. Then Trevor Mingoia scored his third goal of the season at 9:17 of the period. Assist goes over to Cutler-Martin, and Martin took that initial shot. Mingoia found a rebound and put it home. Cutler-Martin has looked a lot better lately for the Tri-City Storm. He was never a liability on the ice by any means, but he has really stepped up his game in the recent week. He scored a power play goal in the last game on Tuesday night. Tonight he dropped the gloves, and he also picked up two assists. Really just a great all-around game from Cutler-Martin, picking up that assist on the Mingoia goal. Des Moines scored a goal at 15:44 to make it 2-1, and they looked like they were getting back into things. But late in the period, Trevor Moore, found the back of the net on a great pass from Mike Vecchione. Bones, Tim Bonner, Mike Vecchione, and Trevor Moore, all three playing very well on that shift. Line mates tonight in the absence of Brian Ward, as he was suspended for tonight's game. Really a big statement for the Storm, not only to play such a complete effort without their captain, Brian Ward, before the game, made a big speech in the locker room. I think it worked. Here, as Moore scored that goal with just 22 seconds left in the first period, the Storm had a two-goal lead after one. In the second period, once again, Des Moines was able to respond, and an Allie Thomas power play goal from Tanner Carty at 2:47 in the second period made it a 3-2 game, and Des Moines once again was right back in things, had a few chances to tie it up, couldn't convert, and the Storm, probably the biggest goal of the game, the last goal at the end of the second period. Once again, Cutler-Martin finds the puck in neutral ice on an interception with just about 5 seconds left to go in the game. He drives right back into the Des Moines zone, goes right at the net, throws the puck on net, and it gets batted in by Jared Linnell as time expires at the end of the period. Linnell gets the big goal for the Storm, and Tri-City had a 4-2 lead after two. In the third, once again, Des Moines got to within one goal. Tanner Carty scores, assist from Max Birkenbein and Drew Callen. But at the end of the game, the Storm, just 2.5 minutes later, got a goal from Garrett Gomez. He gets the pass from Trevor Moore in front of the net and bangs home a one-timer that gives Gomez the goal and the Storm a two-goal lead. And after that, they cruise. Grant Opperman was serving a penalty for Justin Qualley, who took a roughing penalty late in the third period. And Opperman found the back of the net just after he came out of the box. Assists there go to Cotton and Garrett Gomez. Gomez picks up 2 points on the final two goals of the game. Opperman with a nice goal after he came out of the box. Jason Cotton looked better tonight. As I mentioned, Cutler Martin with some standout play. Trevor Mingoya, of course, playing forward and defense. Standout player for the Storm. Lappin, McMurphy, and Eastman getting points early on in the game. And Trevor Moore, Vecchione, and Tim Bonner, the rock here tonight. The top line for the Storm. Every shift they were on the ice, they're generating opportunities, and they score as well. Really just everyone getting into the action here tonight for Tri-City. And I would make the case that every forward for the Storm got a point tonight, except for Joel Lesbron. And I'm looking over the line. That's true. Every point, every Storm player, every Storm forward here tonight picked up a point except for Joel Lesbron. That's what you want to see when you score six goals. Everyone contributing. And the Tri-City Storm get a 6-3 victory. Justin Qualley picks up the net, picks up the win in net. Storm outshot Des Moines 39-31. And Qualley picks up that win. He makes 28 saves on 31 shots. And if you look at Qualley, his performances have been good. He's done what the team needs him to do to win. And we saw it again tonight. He wasn't perfect, but he was able to get in there and make the saves he needed to make. As he has gotten a few wins, he's got 3 wins now in his Storm career. And he has started now 4 games as he got the start here again tonight against Des Moines. I think he actually has 4 wins now. 4 wins for Qualley. He won his game on Tuesday against Sioux City, and he has become really the goaltender here. The Storm are going with him as they've been winning. And Johan Mattsson continues to be the backup here, and we'll see what Josh Howard decides to do next week against Lincoln. But Qualley, with the win here tonight, the Tri-City Storm get a 6-3 win over Des Moines. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We're going to take a break here on your Old Chicago post-game show, and when we come back, we'll have Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, and we will wrap things up from Des Moines. Tri-City Storm. Actually, you know what? Before we go to break, let's give you the 3 stars of the game here tonight, presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. 3 stars of the game here. 3rd star for Des Moines was Allie Thomas. Thomas had a very good game. He was very active here for Des Moines and deserves his 3rd star as he's been kind of waiting all season to break out. But he did, in this game, get a goal on a power play in the 2nd period and an assist early in the 1st period on a Drew Callen goal. So Allie Thomas picks up the 3rd star of the game for Des Moines. 2nd star of the game for Tri-City, Trevor Moore. Moore got a goal in this game, and it was a big one early on in the 1st period with 22 seconds left in the 1st frame. Trevor Moore, obviously one of the best players here on this Tri-City Storm team, now once again has regained his lead in goal scoring as Tim Bonner had caught up to him after Tuesday night's game, but Moore takes the lead right back. Most goals on the team now, I believe, is 17. Trevor Moore picks up the 2nd star of this game. Number 1 star of the game is Mike Vecchione. He has just been tremendous here in the second half of the season. Vecchione, in this game, did not have a standout game as far as on the scoreboard. He did have an assist to Trevor Moore. However, Vecchione just really does a good job, and him, Bonner, and Moore were all over the place here tonight. Vecchione gets the 1st star of this game. Really just a great job by him and the Tri-City Storm to come out with this win. The grinder of the night tonight, presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Tonight's grinder of the game goes to the Slovakian big man in front, Richard Burry. Burry really doing a lot for the Storm, played a lot of minutes with only five defensemen here in this game for Tri-City, and he was good in front of his own net, protecting his goaltender. He had a couple of big shots from the point. He didn't turn the puck over. He really looked a lot better in this game. And Richard Burry gets the grinder of the game, doing all the little things, and, of course, grinding out, as he is one of the biggest guys on the team here tonight for the Tri-City Storm in a 6-3 win over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Now we'll take a break, and we'll come back with your head coach, Josh Howji, as well as the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. NFL fans, do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for the Old Chicago postgame report on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for stats, game recaps, interviews, and more. Here's the voice of the Storm on the Old Chicago postgame show, Jared Sheffrin.
Old Chicago postgame show here after a 6-3 victory for the Tri-City Storm. Josh Howji, the head coach and general manager here of the Storm, joining us in the postgame show. And Coach, you talked before the game. You actually said to me before the game, we're going to fire every bullet we have in our gun. Do you feel like that's what your team did tonight?
I thought maybe we left a little in the second. I didn't think the second was great by us. But, the first and third, very accountable, very responsible. Overall, one of our better road efforts of the season.
Now, talk about your young defense here. Only five defensemen coming into this game. Trevor Mingoya chips in again on the back end for a few shifts. What does it say about this young defensive core? They can go on the road and get a win. They won at home on Tuesday with only four defensemen. You got a lot of these guys coming back. What does it say about how they are right now?
It says a lot. I mean, they're really taking the next step, and they're doing a great job. We're really banged up there, and when Ryan Ivey goes out in the second period, that really brings us down to four again, and then we got to bring Mingoya back, and he's just the ultimate warrior, that kid. He does everything for this team.
And it seems like a guy who's really improved over the last few weeks has been Cutler Martin. Made a couple plays tonight, and he really drove to the net at the end of that second period that helped Jared Linnell find the rebound there in front. Talk about what you've seen out of him.
You know, he's really stepped his game up, and I think the biggest thing is he's identified what his role is and what we're looking for him to do, and he's taken some pride in that. He's keeping the game very simple right now. He's not trying to do too much, and by doing that, it's opening up more options for him, and then he's making those plays, and he's taking the next step you know, each and every game. So that's the big thing. He's just settled his game down. He's not, you know, trying to rush everything. He's taking what teams give him, and he's just making the smart, simple play. And when he does that, he's a very good defenseman.
And he also drops the gloves tonight. A few more fights here for your team. Seems like you guys have found a physical edge to you as well.
Well, we got some big guys, and I don't think they realize how tough some of them are. I mean, Joel Esperance, he's a tough kid. Cutler Martin, he's a tough kid. Richard Burry, they're tough. And, you know, I think they're having a little fun with it, and they're, you know, standing up for each other. And it's something that we haven't seen yet, but we knew that this team had it in them. But it's just, you know, it takes some time to get for some of these young guys to figure out that they're a little bit tougher and stronger than they realize.
You scored three goals in the first two periods that were either in the first minute or the last minute of a period. I talk about that a lot on the broadcast, momentum and what you can do when you come out and score or you finish a period and score. How big were those goals for you guys tonight?
Yeah, the you know, the first one, getting one in the first minute of the game is huge. You know, the one at the end of the first where it's 2-1, where we felt like we controlled a lot of the period, but it's still a 2-1 game. You finally get that one, you break through, get the 3-1 lead, and then, you know, the fourth goal for us, just throwing a puck at the net with a couple seconds left, and then batting one in with less than a second left is a difference in the game. You know, it's those three goals, otherwise it's a 3-3 hockey game.
Every forward on the ice tonight scored a point except for Joel Esperance. Haven't seen much of that this season, where you get balanced scoring like that in one game. And like you said, Joel had a role in this game as well. What does that say about this team in the absence of your captain?
Yeah, it's great for everybody to step up. I thought Joel had an assist on one, but
he may end up getting credit for one.
Yeah, I think he might too. So that says a lot about all the forwards up there. You know, and we needed that. You know, when Brian Ward's of the game, everybody's got to step up. You know, the big thing is it was just one game. We're going to get him back here now for Friday in Lincoln, which is turning out to be a pretty big game for us.
Now, last thing here is you got a big week ahead of you as general manager. A lot of decisions to be made. What are your thoughts about this week? And can we expect any moves at the deadline here for you?
Well, I think you're definitely going to have to see moves. We have 25 guys in town, and we're only allowed to carry 23. There's some things we can do about putting guys on affiliate list and getting them some games, but at the end of the day, everybody's going to want to be on that final roster, and you know, it's going to be a tough week and one that I'm not looking forward to, other than getting to Friday to play Lincoln.
Absolutely, and it seems like at least your team getting some momentum here. Three out of your last four coming into this big weekend with Lincoln and Fargo back at home. How big is it going to be to get that rest here a full week off before you play next Friday in Lincoln?
Well, especially with our D situation, we're going to need some time off. And, you know, hopefully the guys back in Kearney that are banged up are doing what they can to get healthy, because we need them back. And, you know, hopefully Ryan's injury isn't too bad. It's just a couple days. But, you know, we'll get off Saturday and Sunday and get back at her on Monday. And, you know, like you said, this is about as big of a week as we've had. We gotta go into Lincoln and beat them, and we got to then beat Fargo. We got to turn that around. And those are two teams that we've struggled with. And I feel like you're just starting to see some of our best hockey as a team right now. And we're going to make a push at it, and we're going to go for it. And I know that, you know, there's probably a lot of people in the league that think that we're dead to the world, but we're going after it, and we're not going to be sellers at the deadline. We're going, and we're making a playoff push. And I didn't come here to build for the future. We're coming to win this season.
All right, that's Josh Howgy, the head coach here of the Tri-City Storm, after his team defeats the Des Moines Buccaneers 6-3, the final score, 3-0 against Des Moines here this season. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you this week.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Josh Howgy on the Old Chicago Post-Game Show after a 6-3 victory for his Tri-City Storm, and he believes maybe every forward on this team picked up a point in this game. That would definitely be a first for the team this season, but really just a big effort here from his team, leading from wire to wire, getting an early goal, and then taking that lead with them throughout the game, and winning 6-3, going once again 3-0 against Des Moines this season. Once again, they will play in Lincoln on Friday night and then home against Fargo on Saturday next week. But until then, the Storm are off. They do not have a game tomorrow. They're going to use that to rest some of their defensive players. Real quick, at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto before we sign off here tonight, think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Dubuque defeated Indiana 4-0. Youngstown beats Muskegon in a shootout, 5-4. Chicago defeats Cedar Rapids 5-0. Sioux Falls defeats Lincoln 4-1. Green Bay comes back and beats Waterloo 6-4. And with just 2 minutes left in the game, Fargo trails Omaha 3-2. The Force trying for yet another last-minute comeback in Fargo. They did score a goal 11:40 into the third period, and they now trail 3-2. Check PointStreet.com for the end of that one, as it will have an impact here in the Western Conference standings. Tri-City Storm now tied in six with the Des Moines Buccaneers after a win tonight at Buccaneer Arena. And we will talk to you next week on Friday from Lincoln in the icebox here as the Tri-City Storm look to continue their playoff push down the stretch. And, of course, you can check stormhockey.com for any updates throughout the week with trade deadline situations here for the Tri-City Storm. Storm trying to get healthy. The trading deadline is this week. It's coming up in a few days, and you can check the Storm's Facebook and Twitter page as well as our website, stormhockey.com, for all the updates for any player movements that we will see this week. Once again, the final score for the final time, Tri-City Storm defeat Des Moines 6-3. Thanks for listening to The Breeze. I'm Jared Schaffern. Have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on The Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Statler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, The Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The preceding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.